Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, attorney at law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
AM760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Stepping up the nuclear rhetoric.
There will be a strong resolution.
But North Korea says that would be a declaration of war.
The sobering numbers in Iraq.
Researchers claim 655,000 civilian deaths.
Why Johnny can't write.
Penmanship seems to be the one thing that's going on the back burner.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As the international community vows to impose a penalty for Monday's claimed North Korean nuclear test, protesters hit the streets of Seoul. And the North ratchets up the hostile rhetoric. The country's second-ranking leader says that if the U.S. maintains what he calls its hostile attitude, then Pyongyang will carry out more tests. With more on this story, live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Following a North Korean threat to fire a nuclear-tipped missile, the Bush administration accuses the North of negotiating by intimidation. In an interview with CBS News anchor Katie Couric, Secretary of State Rice again rejected North Korean demands for direct talks with Pyongyang.
They would like nothing better than to have all of the pressure be on the United States to deliver a deal. And then if something goes wrong, to have others turn to the United States and say, this is your problem, you fix it.
And as the U.N. Security Council debates more sanctions against North Korea, CBS News Tokyo correspondent Barry Peterson reports on more tough talk from Pyongyang.
The North Koreans now say that any full-scale sanctions they would consider an act of war. They have said this before, trying to dissuade the outside world from punishing them in any way. It's always unclear with these statements just how serious they are. The North is famous, actually, for its flaming rhetoric and not always taking action.
North Korea's entry into the nuclear club has had an effect among its troops on the border with the South.
They're just walking around a little bit more proud.
U.S. Army Major Jose de Verona.
We have anything from them yelling at us, spitting across the border, middle finger gestures, things along those lines.
And while the immediate focus is on North Korea, Iran's nuclear ambitions are also on the minds of the U.S. and its allies. Today, the permanent members of the Security Council will discuss a list of possible U.N. sanctions against Tehran. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk.
Halting the nuclear programs of both North Korea and Iran are seen as a test of the U.N.'s ability to keep a nuclear weapons race from spiraling out of control.
The Iraq war has claimed the lives of more than 2,700 Americans, but the civilian toll is higher, much higher. With details, we're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And the new claim is 655,000 Iraqis have died in the war, and it comes from a researcher at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. It's based on household interviews, not an actual body count. The study's been denounced by other experts who believe the toll is closer to 50,000. And some say there's a political component to this since it's coming out just before Election Day. Nick?
A spectacular nighttime scene as a series of explosions trigger a massive blaze at a base in southern Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick has the story from the Iraqi capital.
The U.S. military now says it was a mortar round fired by militia forces that set off the explosions and fire at the ammunition dump. The Islamic army in Iraq has claimed responsibility, saying it fired both mortars and rockets.
In the age of the computer keyboard, the handwriting's on the wall. For handwriting, we're live with CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy. So, Jim, penmanship's becoming a lost art?
Well, think about it, Nick. When was the last time you wrote a letter in cursive handwriting? We type things these days on the Internet, on the computer at work, and in school.
It's unfortunate because many of their signatures are barely legible.
Fifth grade teacher Shelley Balton, she admits that while schools emphasize computer skills, they no longer emphasize handwriting.
One of my students even asked me the other day if he could write something in cursive, and I said, of course they can.
Reporting live, Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Well, it's not a done deal yet, but sources say the Justice Department is poised to give the green light to AT&T's acquisition of Bell South, no strings attached. It would create a corporate colossus with the largest wireless and landline networks. Critics worry it's Ma Bell all over again. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with AM760 Local News Update. The President's Conference on School Safety covered a number of topics that include school crisis plans and how schools and communities recover from tragedies. Colorado well represented in that conference. The brother of Columbine victim Rachel Scott, Craig Scott, also spoke at the conference.
I believe that kindness and compassion can be the biggest antidotes to violence, and we prevented a number of shootings.
Scott said one solution to violence in schools is to teach character, not just academics. Aurora police arrested a 24-year-old man for sending sexually explicit text messages to a 12-year-old girl's cell phone. Police say the girl became alarmed at the message from someone who identified himself as Brandon and told her mother. Investigators then set up a sting and arranged to meet the man. They did. 24-year-old Brandon Johnson showed up. He's in jail on a $50,000 bond. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez now.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes Colorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Who listen to the show, usually, on their commute on the way to work. And as far as I know, except for the one that called yesterday, most of them basically never call. But they do listen, and I did get emails. And I got a ton of great emails. And they were filled with all kinds of useful information. So thanks to all the meteorologists that are out there that are on their way to work and who sent me all the great stuff. I mean, I learned about probability. I learned about forecasting. I got a lot of great information. One thing I can say about the people who listen to AM 760, this is really true, that no matter what it is, the question you ask, sooner or later you'll get a good answer. Sooner or later somebody will come forward and they'll give you the answer to what you want to know. And this is one of the most highly informed, one of the most in-touch audiences that, or listeners, that I've ever had. And I figured it out yesterday. I've been doing talk radio now for 18 years. And this is the best. Because, once again, no matter what you ask, somebody will come up with it. Somebody will give you an answer. Okay, this morning we've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up here. First of all, at 7 o'clock, we're going to take a little time out from the heavy political season, and we're going to talk about something that affects all of us. And I mean, it doesn't make any difference what age you are. And that is, we're going to talk about the Beatles. Bob Spitz is the author of The Beatles, a definitive biography of the Fab Four that made its way up the New York Times bestseller list last fall. Tuesday it was released in paperback, and we'll have Bob Spitz on. We'll talk to him about the most popular rock and roll band of all time. We'll also ask him about whether he believes that they are the most influential rock and roll band of all time. This guy has written about a lot of people. He's the author of The Making of Superstars, Barefoot in Babylon, Dylan, and Shoot Out the Lights. His articles have appeared in the New York Times Magazine, GQ, Condé Nast, Traveler, Men's Journal, In Style, Esquire, Sky, and also the Washington Post. So we're lucky to have him, and we'll talk to him about the impact of the Fab Four. And then if I can do this, I'm going to try to squeeze in some of your calls about your favorite Beatles tunes. And John Turk and I have had a long-going, and I mean a long-going back-and-forth here about the Beatles. Because for me, and I love everything that they did, everything that they did, and John Lennon would have been 66 this year. I like the early stuff the best. And John Turk doesn't like the early stuff. He doesn't like it at all. Now, some of that may be due to Turk's age, and some of it may be the fact that it's just taste. And for me, the raw rock and roll is, the better I like it. So we'll talk to Bob Spitz about the Beatles coming up. Yeah, you don't like the early stuff, do you?
No, I'm really not a fan of the early poppy Beatles stuff. But you know, once I got into the Magical Mystery Tour and you know the White Album, that's my kind of Beatles stuff, the psychedelic Beatles stuff.
See, I don't see that early stuff as being poppy. I see that early stuff as being raw rock and roll.
I say poppy.
Well, we disagree on that. But I'll run it by Bob Spitz. We'll ask him. Then at 7:30, we're going to have Greeley Tribune reporter and columnist Rick Peters on. Peters is the guy that received the email from David Schultheis, which I got emails from people yesterday saying, boy, calm down. Don't get so excited. Don't get so emotional. I really got emotional over this story yesterday. And we're going to have Rick Peters on to talk about this. Schultheis is questioning the immigration status of a family of three children killed in a car accident. And Schultheis has tried to deflect the blame on the story to the Tribune. And this story about Schultheis has made national news. It's on several blogs, and it's also on several news websites, one of them being Raw Vision. Then at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Keely Mars. She's David Schultheis's Democratic opponent in the State Senate District 9, and we'll get her take on the emails and also on Mr. Schultheis and what she thinks of him. Then at 9 o'clock, before we go into open phones, we're going to talk to the campaign. We're going to talk to the Perlmutter campaign because there is a out-of-state 527 that began running an ad on Monday, which is totally and completely distorted and false. And the Perlmutter campaign has gone to the Denver District Attorney. And we'll talk to Perlmutter's Communications Director, Scott Chase, about this. So we'll get the take on that after 9 o'clock. We're also, somewhere in this, I'm going to try to squeeze in a discussion about Rick O'Donnell's. I don't know if you call it op-ed. I don't know what you would call this. I guess you would call it his opinion piece under Colorado Voices that ran in the Denver Post on January the 3rd, 2004, in which he's talking about what I think is a crazy plan to take kids out of high school in their senior year and put them in a national service program. But one of the things he does say in this is he talks about sending these kids to the border. Now, when Ed Perlmutter brings this up, O'Donnell says that's not what he said. But I have the column in front of me. And he does say that. Matter of fact, let me just quote a little bit of it to you. Young men could have a choice of where to serve, such as Homeland Security, Armed Forces, or Community Service. After basic training-type orientation, they would be given various duties in sore need of attention. Securing our borders with Mexico. See, it's in there. So we'll talk about this idea of taking kids, which are what we're talking about here, teenagers, out of their senior year, because he maintains in this op-ed piece that he wrote that your senior year in high school is a waste, which I don't think is true. I mean, doesn't that prepare you for college if you're planning on going on that? Or if you're a knucklehead like I am, you spent your senior year just trying to get the hell out of high school and away from home. So we'll talk about that. Coming up next year, I want to get into this a little bit of a discussion about North Korea. And now, because it's campaign season, we have degenerated into the blame game. And I started getting blame game emails yesterday about this. And some of them I answered and some of them I didn't. And we'll play what John McCain had to say yesterday and some other things related to this. And that's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
100-9313. We have a coming out secret. A new show is coming to AM 760 weekends. For now, we're keeping it quiet, but beginning October 15th, tune in and get ready for something loud on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6, high today is 61, mostly cloudy, and it's good to have you along. Okay, I'm going to leave this totally to you. I'm going to leave this totally to you. I'm not going to rant and rave. I'm not going to get crazy. And I understand that a lot of people send me email, too much anger. I agree, and I'm going to put a check on my emotions about this, but I want to get your opinion about this. And now they're debating whether North Korea actually exploded a nuclear weapon or whether they didn't and whether it was a fizzle. And then Japan, which is nervous as all get out, and the whole region is nervous, this morning started reporting, actually started reporting last night, the AP was carrying the story that the North Korea had exploded another nuclear weapon, and then what it turned out to be is it turned out to be an earthquake. So it wasn't a nuclear weapon, it turned out to be an earthquake somewhere off Japan's coast, I believe. But the blame game. Because it's political season, I think, the blame game started yesterday. Now, I started, when we talked about North Korea on the air yesterday, and I had P.J. Crowley on the air, I started getting emails from some of the conservatives who listen to the station, and that's fine. I'm glad to have them here, even though I don't agree with them, and some of them can get abusive. That's okay. I mean, it's fine. And nine times out of ten, I try to reason with them. Sometimes I lose my temper. And I know that's wrong, but I do. But I try to reason with them. And I started getting emails yesterday about, well, this whole North Korean thing is proof that the Clinton administration failed. Now, rather than give you my answer to them, I want to get your answer about this. Here's what John McCain had to say yesterday.
Prior to the agreement,
every single time the Clinton administration warned the Koreans not to do something, not to kick out the IAEA inspectors, not to remove the fuel rods from their reactor, they did it. And they were rewarded every single time by the Clinton administration with further talks.
Okay, that's John McCain taking a shot at Bill Clinton, which... Well, I said I wasn't going to give my opinion, but it's awful hard not to. See, it seems to me, and we could do a whole separate topic on this, it seems to me that everything that happens is Bill Clinton's fault in the eyes of the GOP. They hate him. Now, he did some things I didn't like. There are some areas, and I can think of one which I could or could not bring up, that I would like to sit down and ask him. I mean, if I had 15 or 20 minutes with him, I mean, I would sit down and ask him, why did you do this? And I'm not talking about Monica Lewinsky. But they hate him. They hate him like a passion. And so they pin everything on him. I mean, Dennis Hastert invoked his name in the Foley scandal. They're always pointing to him. I mean, they're pointing to him over 9/11. We went through that whole struggle here. You remember that with the pathway to 9/11, and then he got upset at Chris Wallace. And they're always sniping at him. But whose fault is this whole North Korean thing? Is it Bill Clinton's or is it George W. Bush's? Now, Condi Rice said yesterday on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, she said that she doesn't blame either administration. And Hillary Clinton fired back yesterday at both McCain and her husband's critics. And we just don't happen to have that soundbite, but she did. So the question is, who's at fault? Now, the Democrats started immediately yesterday to say, well, this is the Bush administration's fault. Because the Bush administration had drawn these red lines in the sand, and that North Korea has crossed over every single one. Do we have that Bush cut? This Bush cut is from 2003, isn't it? All right. This is George W. Bush talking back in 2003 now. This is Bush talking back in 2003 about North Korea and its pursuit of nuclear weapons.
We will not tolerate nuclear weapons in North Korea.
北朝鮮での核兵器の存在を許さない。
We will not give in to blackmail.
脅迫に屈しない。
We will not settle for anything less than the complete, verifiable, and irreversible elimination of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The transfer of nuclear weapons or material by North Korea to states or non-state entities would be considered a grave threat to the United States. And we would hold North Korea fully accountable for the consequences of such action.
All right, that was Bush yesterday, I believe. So there's George W. Bush in 2003, and there's George W. Bush yesterday. And then you heard John McCain saying that it's the Bush administration's fault. Now, we got to bear in mind that McCain is running for the presidency, and that this is a very, very convenient thing for him to do. But once again, I'd like to sit down with him, and I'd like to ask him, all right, well, if what you're saying is true, then what happened to the last 6 years? So, in other words, Clinton had 8 years to deal with it. The nuclear program actually started under George Bush I, is when the Koreans started working on this. And Clinton tried to deal with it over 8 years' worth of time. And, yeah, there were setbacks. And, yes, the North Koreans lied. And there were problems. But how many nuclear weapons did the North Koreans have when Bill Clinton was in office? So now I'm kind of giving you my rationale here or my feelings about it. Okay, so Bill Clinton, when he was in office, so how many nuclear weapons did they have? Now, George W. Bush is in office, and suddenly they've got one, and they've got the material to make maybe 13 more. What went on over the last 6 years? So where was the administration over the last 6 years? Well, then they would say to you that there were the six-party talks, and that the six-party talks was something that they got going, and they go over and over again about this. But the fact is that nothing got accomplished, and that you can make a case, as P.J. Crowley made yesterday, that the axis of evil speech and the ratcheting up of the rhetoric towards North Korea has driven that irrational dictatorship in the last Stalinist regime on the planet into mass paranoia. So they're convinced in their heads, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we're going to come get them. Never mind the fact that Condoleezza Rice said yesterday, once again, that we're not going to. We have no design on attacking North Korea. And we've heard this out of the administration before, about the same thing about, well, I'm determined to make diplomacy work, and we heard that before, right? So, and it didn't, they didn't follow that in Iraq. But we have no military option in North Korea. I think all of us know this. But Kim Jong-il and those folks are not on this planet. I mean, they're listening to a different frequency, and they really need to get psychiatric medicine to straighten out their paranoia about us. Meanwhile, things are very, very tense. Okay, so we'll play the blame game, and I'll get your input on this coming up. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open if you want to get in on this. It's cold out, but it's dry at least this morning. So hopefully rush hour this morning shouldn't be too bad. Let's get our first look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Well, we're still in really good shape. Nothing major to worry about. I-25 rolling along through the tech center about 10 minutes toward downtown. We are seeing an increase on the north end to 70 Commerce City, southbound 25 at 104th. Police and traffic engineering are also still out dealing with a truck versus signal light issue in Centennial. That's at the intersection of Arapahoe and Jordan, so I would just expect that to be a little clogged right by the medical center. Weather today, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers, 61. Currently 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now during the 2000s...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
I got a chance for 60 seconds, and usually I take a little bit more than 60. Talk about my friends at Rocky's Autos. Look, the bottom line on this is, you know what, if you're looking for the most bang for your buck in buying a car, and you want to go to people who you can trust and people who you will return to time and time again, those folks are Rocky's Autos. They have the largest, cleanest selection and most diverse selection of late model vehicles. They have everything you can think of. Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. Probably got some good-looking Saabs. Ford, Chevy, they've got it all. Even luxury vehicles. Jaguars, Mercedes-Benz. I mean, they've got it all. A lot of people send me email and they say, well, what kind of place is this? And they kind of come across with this opinion that it's real small, and it's not. I mean, you need a golf cart to go around and look at the inventory of all the stuff that they've got. So that's how big it is. And they got their matching down financing program going on. They're matching down the program going on up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 towards your next automobile. You know I got to plug my friends out there, the Shear Brothers, Tom and Marv. Fabulous guys. Spanky Herrera, good people. Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, all of the gang that works out there. And someday I'll take 60 seconds, and then I'll just reel off all the names. of over the 100 people who work there, who work very hard to make sure that you're happy. Don't forget, coming up, Rockies is going to be offering free pumpkins coming up here for Halloween, and their Operation Freebird will be in November, in which they provide turkeys and pumpkins for pumpkin pie to the needy in the community, and that's coming up as well, and we'll be telling you more about that as we get closer. Check them out online, RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Paid for by No One 41.
Man, this is a long ballot this year.
Yeah, I know how I'm voting on some of these, but what about this Amendment 41?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good idea till I read the editorials in the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah?
They say Amendment 41 goes beyond worthwhile reform and that it could even curtail such innocent and laudable activities as providing scholarships to the children of public safety officials.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but what about this Ethics Commission? I mean, isn't that a good idea?
Well, the Rocky Mountain News wrote a second editorial about the Ethics Commission. It says, there's nothing in this poorly drafted proposal to prevent the appointing officials from filling every seat on the commission with other elected officials.
Oh, good. Politicians policing politicians.
Yeah. I'm all for ethics in government, but not Amendment 41 and not in our Constitution.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35, 35 minutes after 6 high today, 61, mostly cloudy skies. Ooh, John, that's ominous music. Doesn't that music sound ominous? A little Eminem, but it's ominous. All right, the blame game's underway. Who assumes the blame for the North Korean situation, or is it a case where nobody really assumes the blame, that John McCain is wrong, and that even maybe the Democrats are wrong in pointing at the Bush administration, and that if you look at the timeline of all of this, as P.J. Crowley said yesterday on the air here, that this goes this whole problem in North Korea stretches way, 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 way back to George Bush's father starts then, because that's when they started making their moves to acquire nuclear technology. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Where do you fix the blame, if you fix the blame at all? Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Well, let's see. I don't know that you can necessarily blame either of the two administrations you're talking about per se. Yeah, it started during Bush 1's presidency, but they acquired the majority of their, I guess, technology or information during the Clinton administration. Like you said, both administrations have drawn lines in the sand and then backed off that line. I think that one thing I would disagree with the Democrats about is that they're saying, oh, well, it's more Bush's fault, Bush 2's fault, because he's drawn the lines in the sand. Well, you know what? If we went there unilaterally, then they bitch and moan about that. They're bitching and moaning that, oh, we're not doing unilateral talks. Well, you know what? You have a bratty kid. You don't reward them for acting bratty. You stick with your five-party talks. China needs to rein in their lapdog. It's only our problem because of our allies over there, I would say.
Well, I don't agree with that, and I'll cite a source that I think you can respect, James Baker, who said Sunday, and I believe it was on Stephanopoulos' This Week on ABC, James Baker said that talking to your enemies is not appeasement, is not rewarding, you're not rewarding them, you don't give them anything, and you're hard-nosed, and you deal toughly, and you deal from a position of strength, but in talking to them is not appeasement. Don't confuse the two. And as I've been talking about on the air here now for a couple of months, and Iran is headed down the same road, you don't talk to somebody, you can't get anything done. Now, what P.J. Crowley said yesterday, I think, was an excellent point about you sit down with them and you say, look, here's the bottom line, okay? Nation to nation, one-on-one, this is the way it is.
Okay.
You use those nuclear weapons, you use your nuclear weapon, you threaten to use your nuclear weapon. You even give us a hint you're going to use that nuclear weapon. and you follow through with it and you use it, North Korea, as you know it, will cease to exist. You'll be gone. You'll be gone off the face of the planet. That would be number one. Then, number two, you sit down and then you try to talk to them about the ramifications, and you pursue them with hard sanctions as well. I mean, I think you need all of those things to get it done. And yeah, they did get the technology. They acquired a lot of it during the Clinton administration. And I got emails from conservatives who said, well, you know, they bought those light water reactors when Clinton was the president. But, you know, guess who was on the board of directors of that company that sold them the light water reactors? Donald Rumsfeld.
Okay.
I mean, it's not as cut and dry as John McCain wants to make it to be.
Well, okay, Jay, but you got to understand, you can sit down and talk to somebody with six-party talks. You don't have to talk to them directly like they want. You can accomplish your same things by in a six-party talk saying, you know what, you do this, this, and that, and these are the consequences. You know as well as I do that sanctions haven't worked. They've been getting sanctioned since 1950, and what's it done? All it means is the money they have is diverted to the military fund, and the citizens of the country are eating tree bark. Sanctions don't work.
First of all, there's
proven in that country that sanctions don't work.
Well, but first of all, there hasn't been any real hard sanctions because we have never been able to get China. We've never been able to get other countries to go along with it. That's number one. Number two, yeah, there's been six-party talks, but answer me honestly about this. Have those six-party talks worked?
No. What makes you think the unilateral talks would work?
Because that's what the North Koreans want. And you
but
know
they've
what?
Lied
you
about
can't,
everything
you can't,
else they've done, Jay.
Well, yeah, they have, but you know what? You can't. The thing is, you can't deal with somebody, and you can't get anywhere with somebody if you don't sit down and hear what they have to say and sit down and deal with them nation to nation and lay down some rules and say, let's cut through the paranoia, let's cut through the BS, and this is the way it is, and here's what we are willing to do, here's what we're not going to do, and here's what the punishment is for doing it. Even James Baker, who is not a liberal, he's not a Democrat, even he agrees that this is the thing to do.
Okay, I see, Jay, I think that you can, if you're in a room and you're on the side with six and there's a single person, you can still stand up and make your point clearly made. Can you not?
Yes, but I don't think it's as effective.
Well, I don't think it makes any difference. You say, as the United States, this is what we're going to do, this is what we'll offer you, and no, you're not going to do this. It doesn't make a difference if there's the other five people there, aside from backing your play.
All right.
And to do what North Korea wants after they do all these bad things is like rewarding a bad kid when they do bad things. You hold your ground. You keep talking about drawing a line in the sand.
We drew
a line in the sand and said, we're not going to have
unilateral
talks.
But we haven't held to it. And the six-party talks have not worked. So if something doesn't work, don't you try something else? I mean, answer me honestly about this, and I know you will, because even though you and I disagree on virtually everything, I think you're a guy of integrity.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think you're a guy of integrity. Okay, if you're doing something that doesn't work and it bears no fruit, don't you then turn around and try something else, or do you keep doing the same thing over and over again, yielding virtually no results?
Well, no, I would say that, yeah, you probably should change your course. But now that we have, it seems like China's going to be on board, why don't we give the six-party talks a little more time?
Well, that's a valid point, but we'll see how far China goes. But I still believe that if you got something going on with somebody, what you do is, and James Baker and other people who are skilled at diplomacy have brought this up, that what you do is you sit down with them and you tell them the way it is, and you find out what's on their minds, and you have that exchange, and you have a frank discussion with them about what's going on and what you yourself are prepared to do. That's what you do. Because we're their chief concern. Because they're scared, they're paranoid that we're out to get them. They're not worried about China. They're not worried about Japan. They're not worried about South Korea. They're not worried about any other country in the region. They're only worried about us, and they're worried about us because We have, and you have to admit that this is true, we have, over the last 6 years, ratcheted up the rhetoric towards them and have made them paranoid. And the only way to defuse that paranoia is to sit down with them and tell them what we are prepared to do and not do.
Okay, Jake, two quick things. One, I wouldn't say that us ratcheting up has made them paranoid. I think they're paranoid to start with, and we've reacted to their misbehavior. The second thing I wanted to tell you, last week you and I were talking about Iraq. You told me that if I think that if it's Wiggles it should be shot, I need to go down and sign up. I went down and told that I'm medically unfit. So I followed your advice, but I was denied.
Why are you medically unfit?
I would rather not talk about that on the air.
Well, send me an email about it, man.
How do I email you?
Well, just go to the website. Just go to am760.net and send me an email.
All right.
I'll answer you.
Okay.
All right?
Have a good day, Jay.
Okay, man. Take care.
Bye.
It's 6:44, 16 away from 7. We'll continue here on AM760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget, you want to be our next Progressive Talk superstar? Yeah, you hear me do it and you say, gee, I listen, that guy Jay Marvin's no good. I mean, I could be better than him any day of the week. Well, then go to am760.net and look under the events link there. Get the rules and get entered. Do it today.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies. Your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Westbound on Arapaho, you're making your way toward I-25. Weather outlook today, windy, milder this morning. Falling temperatures, though, by afternoon with scattered showers, 61. Right now, 38 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now during the 2006 model year-end clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on the entire 2006 Jeep lineup. Hurry to your Jeep dealer. This offer ends soon.
This is Al Franken, AM760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Sun begins to work its way up into the sky. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, they're talking about some partly sunny skies, but we might get some flurries. So, you never know here. Okay, we're talking about the blame game between Clinton and the Clinton administration and the Bush administration. And the guy who started all this was John McCain. And just as kind of a, do you have that, Turk? Just kind of as a refresher, we'll play you the McCain cut again. Here it is.
Prior to the agreement, every single time the Clinton administration warned the Koreans not to do something, not to kick out the IAE inspectors, not to remove the fuel rods from their reactor, they did it. And they were rewarded every single time by the Clinton administration with further talks.
Well, blame it on the Clinton administration. And then, by the way, I would like to sit down and ask John McCain, what would he propose we have had done in those years? I mean, how would you deal with North Korea? One line open at 303-713-7600. Brad Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Like to say, I mean, maybe I don't really know exactly what's going on, but you know, I do try to read around and find out what's happening. And I guess according to the Nation magazine and a couple of other sources, some people who were foreign policy experts, you know, Clinton did, I guess, make the negotiations to put, I guess, what you were calling light water reactors, or basically nuclear plants that do not produce fissionable material. And according to the my sources was that the, you know, the Clinton administration did drag their feet on that, and then the Bush administration completely shut it down, completely reneging on our agreements with North Korea. And then they try to portray the North Koreans, you know, as being irrationally paranoid. And maybe they are. I mean, I don't know these people that well. I'm not a foreign policy expert, but I do know that any country that we've deemed our enemy, and those countries who have not had nuclear weapons, we have invaded them like Iraq or like Panama, and we've given the world a pretty good example of what we do to people who don't have nuclear weapons. And so, you know, we're actually, you know, pretty much telling North Korea, you know, develop nuclear weapons or we're going to, you know, do something. And we are technically at war with North Korea. And I've heard that, you know, from other foreign policy experts, that all they want is a non-aggression pact. I mean, they're a country whose economy is in a shambles. You know, their people are starving. They want to devote more resources to feeding themselves. And, you know, with Bush not having bilateral talks with North Korea, we're pretty much, you know, putting them in a position where they don't have anything to lose.
Well, we've certainly sent them mixed messages. I mean, that's what I kind of tried to talk to Mark about, is that we have sent them mixed messages. I mean, the Bush administration did shut that whole thing down, said we weren't going to talk to them unless it was with five other parties or whatever the case may be. And then we have ratcheted up the rhetoric. I mean, we did two key things in the last 6 years that a lot of people don't want to look at and a lot of people don't want to talk about. But we did two key things. First of all, here's the first one. The first one that we did is we got into this whole thing about preemptive strikes. That if we think that our interests are threatened or our security is threatened, that we have the inalienable right to launch a first strike against another nation. That was the first one. And then the other one is we branded them as being the axis of evil. Now, we don't have any military options there. And they are paranoid in Pyongyang. And they are unbalanced. There's no question about that. I mean, look at the way they conduct their own affairs. Thing is, yeah, I mean, they do have some degree. You're right. They do have some degree of reason to be paranoid. Because we saber-rattled against them. And we told them we're not going to tolerate this, and they're the axis of evil, and you know, you get in our way, we're going to go after you. And this country, and this administration's doctrine has been, and people should, I keep plugging this book, everybody should read it, The 1% Solution by Ron Suskind, that the doctrine of this administration has been, the doctrine of this country has been, that we are the last standing superpower on the face of the planet. And if you do not do what we tell you to do, and if you do not adhere to what we ask you to adhere to, then whether you are an independent actor or a nation actor, then we're going to punish you. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, yeah, they've got a case. But to me, the only way to defuse that is to sit down with them and say, look, we're not going to attack you. We don't have a military option. And the only way we would attack you and the only way we would go after you is if you use that nuclear weapon. Then we would evaporate you. But other than that, we're willing to discuss, and we're willing to tell you how we feel, and we're willing to tell you that we have no designs on attacking you, but you have to follow the following protocol, or what we're going to do is we're going to push with the rest of the world to deal you sanctions, and we should try to get hard enough sanctions to starve not the people, but to cut off the resources of the elite, Kim Jong-il, the army, and the people who surround him.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I think.
Yeah, and I guess I have another. I have this reaction I get whenever I hear, especially conservatives saying, "Well, you know, what do we do? I mean, you know, if we do this, then we're going to reward them. You know, it's as if we're treating the rest of the world as if they're pigeons in a skitter box. You know, getting food pellets for pecking on a dot or something." And it's, it just seems like we don't look at it from their perspective. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty insulting. I know I've even heard, an editorial in the Rocky Mountain News where they were blaming, I guess, Africa for being poor. And if we, you know, do something different, then we're rewarding them. And I don't know. I guess I can see why other countries, you know, would want to just do what we don't want just because, you know, they're going to assert their authority, some kind of a free, I guess, you know, free will over their own circumstances.
Well, we just have this thing about not being able to think outside of the box and trying and repeating the same behavior over and over and over and over again. And when it doesn't yield fruit, then we do the same behavior over and over and over again. And at some point, you would think that people would sit down and they would say, wait a minute, we've tried this. Now let's try something else. I mean, it's beginning to happen with the Iraq War. Yesterday, Olympia Snowe, who's a Republican, said we need to rethink our strategy. So now there's two of them out there, Warner and Snowe. But we keep repeating the same thing over and over and over and over. And I don't understand why it is people think that seems to be okay. Brad, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, take care. Do I got time to squeeze one more in? I do? Let's go quickly to Peter and Henderson. Peter, you got about 60 seconds. Take it.
Basically, I want to get into this whole thing about whether or not we've lost our memory here, because I thought the Clinton administration had an agreement. We were going to provide them soft technology, and they were not going to develop nuclear weapons. It wasn't just talks. He had an agreement. Am I wrong?
Yes, you're right. We did have an agreement. He drug his feet on it, but we had it. And we were giving them fuel oil, too.
Yeah, and then when Bush came in, he immediately reneged on every agreement that Clinton had made, and he polarized them with the violence of his rhetoric.
Yeah, you're making points I can't dispute. You are making points I cannot dispute, and let me ask you this real quickly here before we run out of time. If you're sitting in North Korea and you're the leadership of North Korea, and you got the biggest country in the world, because we are, talking tough and pointing their finger at you, what are you going to do? You're going to be scared, aren't you?
Well, every nation in the world, including the Muslim world, the individual nations, they should be scared. I mean, we're in this century of resource wars, and if they have anything of value to us that's vital to our economy, we're going to attack them. It's like you said about preemptive strikes. I think that whole thing about preemptive strikes is coming back to bite us in the derriere.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it, man. All right, by the way, it's the 1% doctor, not solution. I don't know why I keep saying solution. Okay.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability.
anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Sob Software.
True, it's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barry Peterson in Tokyo. North Korea is rattling nerves and ratcheting up the rhetoric after its nuclear test, saying it would consider any new sanctions, quote, a declaration of war. And it made an offer the U.S. can refuse. No more test if current sanctions are removed. That isn't likely. The one hurting the North is a freeze on the North's assets in foreign banks. Money the North would likely pour into more nuclear research.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where North Korea will likely dominate a presidential news conference just 2 hours from now. The face-off is already part of the midterm campaign debate. Potential GOP presidential candidate John McCain says the country's paying a price for a failed Clinton policy on North Korea.
It could eventually be a serious threat to the United States of America. Right now, the Japanese have to be very concerned.
A spokesman for Bill Clinton accuses McCain of rewriting history to score political points. With more CBS News Now, here's Frank Settapani.
We know exactly how many Americans have died in Iraq, more than 2,700. The number of Iraqis killed is less precise and much bigger. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk.
Frank, Johns Hopkins University doctors now say 600,000 Iraqi civilians have died violently since the U.S.-led invasion, the highest estimated total ever. In all, the epidemiologists say 655,000 more Iraqis have died than would have had the invasion never happened. Now, there's a pretty wide margin of error here, 200,000 either way.
What could possibly keep a man with a medical problem away from the nearest emergency room? How about a big game on television? Dr. David Girard's study found that men will put off a trip to the ER until after the game is over. Not a good idea, he says.
We're worried about that fraction that might say, I've got to watch the last 2 minutes of this football game, then I'll go to the emergency. It may be too late.
Sixth graders in California, North Carolina, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Oregon are on the cutting edge of some important medical research. Some are doing nothing they wouldn't do otherwise. Others are eating healthier meals and getting more vigorous exercise. Researchers want to find out if eating better and exercising more can prevent type 2 diabetes linked to obesity. Youngsters at Principal Rose Cooper's Middle School in Spring Lake, North Carolina, are taking part in the study.
They are excited about it. They're nervous. Their blood is checked. They answer questions.
Results of the study should be out in 3 years. He is a bounty hunter, and he plays one on television.
You're under arrest. You got it? A bounty hunter.
Now, Mexico wants to arrest Dwayne Dog Chapman on charges of illegally detaining fugitive cosmetics heir Andrew Lustig. 29 Republican congressmen have written to Secretary of State Rice asking her to block Chapman's extradition. On the business page, Ford is recalling 145,000 vehicles. The OPEC president says producers will cut oil production by 1 million barrels a day. S&P futures are down 3.5. This is CBS News.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now factory-authorized service event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more, all installed by Ford factory-trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now factory-authorized service event ends soon.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. A Learjet with two blown tires lands safely at Centennial Airport this morning. Emergency crews were on standby, but the plane is down. Folks have exited. They had to circle the airport trying to burn off some fuel before they made that emergency landing. The brother of Columbine victim, Rachel Scott, told experts from around the country that American children need to be taught character, not just academics.
Incorporating character back into our educational system is something that my generation is desperately crying out for. They're looking for truth, for answers. And I know there are those programs that want to just say something nice and slap a Band-Aid on it. A Band-Aid's not going to save a kid from dying.
Craig Scott, one of the panelists yesterday at the School Safety Conference brought together by President Bush. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Corey, we've got big problems down south. A big rig has rolled northbound I-25, shutting that down at Wolfensberger Road. Looks like a big mess. Traffic being detoured off at that exit. You can expect about a mile of backup right now. Also, remember, we have construction at Castle Rock, northbound 25 at Founders Parkway. Here in town, 6th Avenue really heating up now out of Lakewood. We have a semi having trouble on the 88th Street on-ramp to eastbound I-76. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers, high of 61, currently 39 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year-end clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on all 2006 Dodge trucks and minivans. Hurry to your Dodge dealer. This offer ends soon.
Monday, October 23rd, a Lifetime original movie starring Scrubs' Sarah Chalk.
In the dictionary under Having It All was a picture of me.
At 27, Geraldine Lucas was living the dream.
Get married, have a career.
Until she faced the biggest challenge of her life.
I just found three lumps in my right breast.
Don't miss the inspiring true story of how one remarkable woman...
Does losing a breast make me less of a woman?
...discovered it's okay to laugh.
I would like to see the dessert menu, please. I have cancer.
Why I Wore Lipstick to My Mastectomy premieres Monday, October 23rd at 9, 8 Central on Lifetime.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. Like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while
well,
they pass, they slip away.
I was referring to something earlier, John, but that's okay. Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. We're going to take a little bit of time out from politics and very, very hardcore issues. Talk about something that touches all of us. I don't care what your age is. Everybody knows about the Beatles. And Bob Spitz is the author of the definitive biography on the Fab Four. This book, when it was originally released, made its way up the New York Times bestseller list last fall. And yesterday was Tuesday, right? Yeah. It was released in paperback. And Bob has represented the careers of Bruce Springsteen, Elton John. He's the author of Making of Superstars, Barefoot in Babylon, Dylan, Shoot Out the Lights. His articles have appeared regularly in the New York Times Magazine, GQ, Condé Nast Traveler, Men's Journal, In Style, Esquire, Sky, and The Washington Post. And Bob, good morning, and welcome to the program. Thanks for being on this morning.
My pleasure, Jay.
Boy, this is really, this is something really huge to talk about, because would you agree with me that it doesn't really make any difference, actually, how old you really are? The Beatles basically have touched everybody.
Well, here we are 40 years later talking about their music, and they've literally survived four or five different generational changes, which is remarkable in today's 15-minute disposable culture.
Yeah, it really is. And John Lennon would have been 66 this year.
Oh, that's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, and Mark David Chapman was denied parole.
Mm.
And also there's a new Beatles CD that's going to be out next month, remixed by George Martin. Any comments about that?
You know, I haven't heard it yet, but it's yet another, variations on stuff they did in the studio. I've told all kinds of Beatles collectors and fans that I couldn't care less. I mean, what the Beatles did in that studio originally and what they decided to release is plenty to whet my appetite and appear on my plate. I loved it.
So you're not one of those guys that has to get out and get everything that is ever released by the Beatles, even if it's reissues.
Right. I don't have to have 15 variations of a single song. I'm happy with the originals. And in fact, I have to admit that I still have a lot of the 45s and play those occasionally, too.
You have original Beatles 45s?
I do. You know, I was the prime age. I was 13 when they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. And, of course, I don't know if you know this, but the next day I promptly went out to the school bus stop and announced to everybody there that these guys were terrible. They wouldn't last 2 weeks.
Really?
No, I did. I was a Bob Dylan and Joan Baez fan and was convinced that these guys were lunatics. The music, you know, didn't speak to me at all. And the two school bullies found me on the playground at recess, and they kicked my butt from one end of the playground to the other.
All right, let's talk about your journey in that. If you started out when you were 13, and I was around that age, too, when they were on Ed Sullivan, and we were all galvanized by that and shocked and blown away, and Top 40 radio was a big thing. And
that's right.
You know, you listened to that, and you got on the request lines, and you kept saying, play this, play this, play this, play this, play this. How did you go from not liking them and being a Bob Dylan and Joan Baez fan to a guy who eventually ends up writing the definitive biography of them?
Oh, I can say it in two words. Rubber Soul. I heard Rubber Soul, and it changed my life. I had never heard rock and rollers put that kind of music together before, and indeed, the Beatles went into that studio and really recorded in a way that nobody had ever recorded before. They used, you know, stereophonic sweeps on the record. They had incredibly interesting melody lines that weren't indicative of rock and roll at all. I mean, when I heard that, that was a brand new music for me, and I kind of believe that that was the turning point from rock and roll to rock music right there. So Rubber Soul was my epiphany.
Do you think, and you know that there's this comparison out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People, and I worked in Memphis, so I heard when I worked there, I heard a lot of this. All right, Elvis versus the Beatles. See, I would side. I would say that the Beatles had a bigger influence, but there are those people who say, well, without Elvis and without Sun and without all of that, there would be no Beatles. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of it, actually. Elvis was the spark. He lit the fuse and gave us an image of where rock and roll could go that nobody had ever seen before. But Elvis was recording, you know, old blues songs, songs that people had written for him. The Beatles were the first ones who were kids. They came and they wrote their own music. They put a band together. It was basically a garage band. And let kids know everywhere that they could do the same thing in their homes, in their towns, and behave the way they wanted. Elvis didn't behave the way he wanted. He was on a leash. He was on Colonel Parker's leash. And he was an entertainer. He played to the entertainment industry. The Beatles, they were kids. They were a rock and roll band. And the Beatles did something else. You know, they gave us a way to wear our hair, a way to wear our jeans. They told us that we could speak out, like Dylan did as well. And I think that they brought a huge generational shift that will never be able to be taken back. It was the beginning of the rock and roll culture right there.
I would agree with that, but I always remember this quote, and I've always remembered this. Somebody asked, and I believe it was Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm.
Why is it that you guys don't dress the same like the Beatles? And you remember the Beatles had those collarless jackets.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you dress the same? And he said, we're here to play music, not put on a fashion show. So,
right.
So,
yeah.
So in that respect, were the Stones, and maybe there would be no Stones if there were no Beatles, but the Stones' access to America, were they the more rebellious of the two?
Oh, no. You know, only in appearance, and no doubt about what you just said, John Lennon always wished that he could dress like the Stones. When Brian Epstein put suits on the Beatles and insisted that they bow, John's heart went out of the band. And really, from that day on, it became Paul McCartney's band and not so much John Lennon's band anymore. John, I think, from that day on, was looking for a way out. He hated being the lovable mop tops. George didn't care for the image as well. And what John wanted was something rawer and darker and more of the rock and roll spirit. He wanted to be the Rolling Stones, no doubt about it.
Do you think that led eventually to the breakup, to Lennon making his exit because he couldn't take it anymore?
Completely.
Yeah.
I think it started really from about 1966 on, when the Stones and all the other groups started emerging. John wanted something that was more in the spirit of rock and roll. He certainly didn't want to go play to an audience of screaming girls where the Beatles couldn't even hear what they were playing and singing themselves. And I think that he didn't want to write songs, you know, I love her, she loves me, I want to hold your hand anymore. We know from what we got on records from him thereafter that he was looking to do something more complex and explore his own spirit, which was pretty dark at the time.
7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bob Spitz on the line. The Beatles, the definitive biography, now out in paperback after being a bestseller in the New York Times bestseller list. When you talk about his darkness, and there's a lot of speculation about that, there's a lot of talk about his darkness, and stories used to creep out prior to 66, 65, 64. Stories would creep out that they drank, that there were other things going on, that occasionally, but they kept a pretty tight lid on that stuff. How really rebellious was John Lennon behind the scenes? And not only that, was he the only Beatle that was rebellious, or were they all four of them rebellious behind the scenes?
Well, John certainly led the way, and yes, he was very rebellious. You know, from a very early age, John fought with his demons. He was abandoned by his mother. He was abandoned then by his father. When he rediscovered his mother, she was hit by a car and killed. Stuart Sutcliffe, who was his best friend who played bass for the Beatles, died, and so John always felt that he was being abandoned, and from a very early age, and he's told people this privately and wrote about it privately, John always grappled with alcohol, always grappled with various forms of drugs. He was incredibly frustrated. He felt that he didn't have a fair shake as a kid, that he had some enormous creative gift, which we of course know is true, but had no one to nurture it for him, and he always felt cheated by that. So John was very rebellious, not just in spirit, but in a much deeper way as well. And, you know, George and Ringo and Paul may have smoked and drank and experimented with drugs and had plenty of women on the road. John was dealing with something much darker.
Could there have been a Beatles without John?
Oh, absolutely not. The Beatles was John's creation. He always envisioned from the start that he was going to start a rock and roll band. And you have to understand in those days how crazy that was. In Liverpool, there were 300 bands. All of them played all the time because there were so many places to play. But everyone knew that at the age of 17, the dream, that kind of fun was over. And then you got a job either with British Railway or on the docks or someplace else. The Beatles never, ever thought they would be anything but rock and rollers, and it was because that was John's dream, and he was going to live it out. He certainly did.
Yeah, he did live it out. And at least for me, I don't know about you, but for me, he's my favorite Beatle, always has been.
Well, people always ask, that's the first question everyone asks me, who's your favorite Beatle?
Yeah.
When it started, it was Paul, only because, you know, Paul invented the rock and roll bass, and I'm a musician. Nobody played that instrument like him before or ever again, really, and he had that gorgeous voice. But the truth of the matter is, when I did a lot of the research, I realized that John's complexity was so enormous and so intrinsic to what the Beatles became that I found him a much more interesting character. And, of course, people who have read the book feel that Paul McCartney is actually the villain in the Beatles story.
All right, let's get into that a little bit. And I also want to get into the research and how you put the book together.
Sure.
If you can hang around for a little
bit. Absolutely.
Yeah, good. Okay, thank you, Bob. Hang on, and we'll park you in the phone zone, and we'll come back. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bob Spitz on the line. The book is The Beatles. It's out now in paperback. It is the definitive biography. It's a great book. It really is, and you'll love it. And I would even snatch it now and save it for Christmas.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
The northbound 25 has been shut down at Wolfensberger. We've had a semi that's rolled there causing some major delays. Weather today, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers, 61. Currently 39 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year-end clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on all 2006 Dodge trucks and minivans. Hurry to your Dodge dealer. This offer ends soon.
Scanlon Consulting Services reminds listeners, in the United States, one woman dies every 12 minutes from breast cancer. But here's some good news. With early detection, the chance of surviving is over 90%. Mammography screening is still the best tool available, detecting breast cancer up to 2 years before you or your doctor can feel a lump. This is from Scanlon Consulting Services, specializing in full-service engineering consulting. Call Sandra at 303-797-0053.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Universal Pictures in Morgan Creek.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
For talk show host Tom Dobbs, politics was nothing but a joke.
More and more people are watching your show, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher for news. How crazy is that?
Until the day he decided to stop going for laughs.
Maybe you should run for president.
And go for votes instead.
Tomorrow, I will officially announce my candidacy for president.
From the director of Rain Man and Good Morning Vietnam.
Brace yourselves, people. It's now time for the campaign.
This election season.
You want to know my history, basically?
I used to look at pictures of naked ladies. I just farted a little while back.
Get ready.
He's in the debate.
For a one-man party.
Have you given any thought to what the makeup of your cabinet might be?
Well, I've always been a big fan of hardwoods like teak or mahogany.
Robin Williams, Christopher Walken, and Laura Linney.
I did not have sex with that woman. I wanted to.
Man of the Year. Directed by Barry Levinson. Rated PG-13 may be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters Friday.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Off Rubber Soul. 7:23 minutes after 7. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Want to be our next Progressive Talk superstar? Go to am760.net. Click the events link. Get the rules. Okay, we got Bob Spitz, who has written the definitive biography of the Beatles. This was out originally in hardcover. Now it's been re-released in paperback, and it's a great read. I'm about 150 pages into it. And now it's beginning, Bob, to compete with my other stuff that I should be reading. Yeah, I can't put it down. Which is one of the reasons why I want to talk to you about putting the book together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you originally get the idea to write the book? Did it just come to you one day that you should do it? Had you always wanted to do it?
Well, you know, there were 1,000 books on the Beatles.
Right.
I mean, who needed another Beatles book? I had been sent to Hastings in the UK to interview Paul McCartney for the New York Times magazine. This was in 1997, right after he was knighted. And during our conversation, Paul kind of said to me, you know, anthology is coming out. They should really call it mythology. And I wondered why. And he said that 40 years earlier, when the Beatles told their so-called biography to Hunter Davies, they made up about 40% of it. They did it just because they felt that they wanted to protect their wives and their girlfriends and family members from some of the darker parts of the Beatles story. And he had told that story so often that he no longer knew what was true or not true anymore. And in addition to that, all of these thousands of the books have embroidered their story off that myth. So when I heard that as a biographer, I knew that I had a story to tell, and that the Beatles story was far too important to our culture, to our history, to our understanding of what happened during that time, to let it go to myth. And I set out really to go back to the very beginning at that point and set the story straight.
Biggest myth about the Fab Four?
Oh, there's so many of them. Let me position it a different way. One of the things that I found out that I had never known before was that they are the hardest working band I had ever seen. They did not have an overnight sensation. They worked for almost 5 years. They were known as the worst band in Liverpool. In 1959, they had no drummer. They had no show. They had no sound. They were almost disgraced compared to the other bands. And so they left. And they went to Liverpool, they went to Hamburg, and they took Pete Best along with them, who was a young friend of theirs, and became the best band when they came back 6 months later. That's all it took. They worked 14-hour days every day. They played to a lot of drunken sailors and honed their show. And nobody does that anymore. I mean, kids today get together, they write, slap a few songs together, they get out there, they record a CD in 15 minutes, and a week later they're playing gigs. The Beatles never did that, and it's remarkable in the book to follow them on that odyssey as they are struggling like crazy to create this sound and this image.
Your favorite, and I don't mind if it's later in the book, so I don't mind if you give this away, your favorite story of all of them, of all this stuff, of all the stuff you put together, you so meticulously researched, your favorite story that you think characterizes the Beatles?
Well, I love it when they're coming to America for the first time. They've left the UK, and they're nervous as hell because every British pop star who has gone to America has failed. The most notorious is Cliff Richard, who is a huge superstar in the UK, and came to the United States, and nobody had ever heard his name before. So the guys get on the plane, and there's an enormous amount of crowd there at Heathrow to send them off. And the whole way over, John holds Cynthia's hand in the plane, and he's sweating like crazy because he knows that when they get over there, everything is going to fall apart. He knows that nobody's going to be waiting for them, that nobody will know who the Beatles are, that there's no airplay, and he's heard the stories about Cliff Richard. And the pilot comes back about 20 minutes before they're about to land and says, fellas, there's a few people waiting for you when you get there. I think you're going to enjoy it. And all four Beatles rush to the side of the plane as they're about to land, and what they see is this fantastic swarm of kids all over, at the time it was Idlewild Airport, now Kennedy, and they are beside themselves, behaving like little boys on the plane, jumping up and down, can't wait. When they get out, their entire world has changed. Great story.
True or false story, that Capitol Records paid people to show up?
Oh, absolutely false. Capitol didn't pay people to show up. Capitol did what all record companies did at the time, and I think they still do. You know, they beat the jungle drums. They got records out. They stirred up the hype, and the disc jockeys did the job. I mean, all the disc jockeys really got them out there.
All right, Paul, the villain. Why?
Well, I think so. You know, by the end of the story, George and John really can't even be in the same room with them anymore. Paul is a wonderful musician and always had the Beatles' best interests at heart. But he's a control freak. I mean, he's a control freak in a way nobody's a control freak. And John and George felt that he was a snake because he would put on that public face, that little boy's face, and, you know, cute guy, and behave like such a gentleman. But he gave them an enormously hard time. And the studio was Paul's way or no way. He told George how to play the guitar, what to play, when to play it. He determined what songs they were going to play. When things looked like they were going in one way, Paul would go behind their back and talk to George Martin and schedule something else. And so by 1967, George and John are both looking for a way out. It's that early. It's around the time of Sgt. Pepper. Paul talked them into Sgt. Pepper against their best wishes. Paul talked them into Magical Mystery Tour against their best wishes. Paul talked them into Abbey Road against their best wishes. I mean, in a way, Paul held the group together and made sure that we got that music that, you know, would have been lost to the ages. But in the other respect, they were growing up and growing apart. And I think that, you know, John really needed someone to stand up to Paul. Because he couldn't do it himself. And he finally found that person. You know, she was the hand grenade that was lobbed in to blow the Beatles up.
Yoko.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yoko was you know, she was the poison apple. And she played it well. She loved doing it. But it was John's doing. It wasn't, Yoko didn't break up the Beatles. John needed someone to help him. And he got Yoko to help him out.
Boy. What a fascinating hour, or a half hour with you, and a fascinating book. And as I said going into the break, I recommend people grab this book now because it would make a fabulous holiday gift. And I don't mean to be, you know, pumping people early to shop for the holidays, but this book is really something else. Bob, I don't know how to thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for such a great book. I just can't put it down, Bob.
My pleasure, Jay. It was a story I loved writing, and... it's the story of our time, so it was a labor of love for 8.5 years.
Yeah, it is. You can tell it is. Bob, thank you so much, man. And down the line, hope we can have you back on and spend more time talking about this.
Anytime.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. There's Bob Spitz. The book is The Beatles. It's the definitive biography. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's now out in paperback, and definitely get it. Definitely get it, because you just can't. You can't put the thing down. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Rick Peters. He's the Greeley Tribune reporter and columnist who got that email from David Schultheis questioning the immigration status of the family of the three children killed in the car accident. We talked about this yesterday, and I know I got kind of unglued about it, and I'm sorry. But we're going to talk to him about that. 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Gina, we can find common ground. On the subject of the Beatles, can we?
Oh, absolutely.
And I didn't have any time to ask people, but I'll ask you, what was your favorite Beatles tune?
Well, you know, I'm kind of with you. I like their earlier stuff a lot better than the later stuff. So I had so many favorites, especially off that first album, Meet the Beatles, because that was the very first album that I ever owned that my dad gave me when I was like 3-4 years old, when they first came to America.
Yeah,
so I still like the classics, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand and all that good stuff.
I think my favorite all-time Beatles album would be Sgt. Pepper's, but I really love Twist and Shout with John Lennon. And the one cut I cannot listen to, I cannot sit through it, and the album I have the hardest time with, I cannot listen to Number 9, and I have a really hard time with the White Album, and I think the reason I do is because, in my mind, growing up in Southern California, it's equated with Charles Manson.
Yes.
Because Manson listened to all that stuff, and it just poisoned it for me. I mean, I have these visions of Manson, and I've said this on the air, I'll say it again. My father My father owned the home that Sharon Tate was murdered in.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like...
Yeah, you know, the whole helter-skelter thing.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. It just really bothers me. All right, it's 7:33, 33 minutes before the hour. Traffic, how's that doing this morning?
Not too good, Jay. We've had a really tough ride south of the metro. We still have gridlock northbound 25 approaching Wolfensberger Road. We had a semi rolled there. It's forced a closure of the northbound lanes. You're being detoured off right back on, but the back times are still huge there. Also had a crash southbound 25 south of the Springs. Now, that's been cleared, and the freeway is back open. Here in the city, you want to avoid 44th at Federal. We had a pedestrian down there. Intersection delays at Arapahoe and Jordan from an earlier signal light problem. Weather today, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon, though, with scattered showers, 61. Currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Check out KeyBank's home equity loans, all with no closing costs or annual fee. They're a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234, or visit key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
From Universal Pictures and Morgan Creek.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
For talk show host Tom Dobbs, politics was nothing but a joke.
More and more people are watching your show, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher for news. How crazy is that?
Until the day he decided to stop going for laughs.
Maybe you should run for president.
And go for votes instead.
Tomorrow, I will officially announce my candidacy for president.
From the director of Rain Man and Good Morning Vietnam.
Brace yourselves, people. It's now time for the campaign.
This election season.
You want to know my history, basically?
I used to look at pictures of naked ladies.
I just farted a little while back.
Get ready.
He's in the debate
for a one-man party.
Have you given any thought to what the makeup of your cabinet might be?
Well, I've always been a big fan of hardwoods like teak or mahogany.
Robin Williams, Christopher Walken, and Laura Linney.
I did not have sex with that woman. I wanted to.
Man of the Year, directed by Barry Levinson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. You know, I got my start in radio by entering a local contest. Believe it or not, it's true.
Think you can handle hosting a talk show of your own?
We're looking for America's next progressive radio star.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show.
Get the details and how you can be heard on progressive talk stations from coast to coast.
Find all the details on AM760.net.
Are you America's next progressive radio star?
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Paid for by No One 41.
Man, this is a long ballot this year.
Yeah, I know how I'm voting on some of these, but what about this Amendment 41?
I thought it was a pretty good idea till I read the editorials in the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah?
They say Amendment 41 goes beyond worthwhile reform and that it could even curtail such innocent and laudable activities as providing scholarships to the children of public safety officials.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but what about this Ethics Commission? I mean, isn't that a good idea?
Well, the Rocky Mountain News wrote a second editorial about the Ethics Commission. It says, there's nothing in this poorly drafted proposal to prevent the appointing officials from filling every seat on the commission with other elected officials.
Oh, good. Politicians policing politicians.
Yeah. I'm all for ethics in government, but not Amendment 41 and not in our Constitution.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, a little early Beatles.
Well, shake it up, baby, now. Shake it up,
see, I love this man. John Lennon. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. By the way, if you missed the Bob Spitz interview, you can get it on podcast at am760.net, and I forgot to plug that. Also, the Greeley Tribune reporter we're talking about is Mike Peters, not Rick Peters. That's my mistake. And the whole David Schultheis matter, and we've got Mike Peters of the Greeley Tribune on the line. Mike, hi, good morning, welcome.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm okay. I'm tempted to ask you what your favorite Beatles tune was.
Twist and Shout's pretty high on the list.
Oh, good, man. You're just like me. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about this. I discovered this story in the Rocky Mountain News, then went and looked at your rebuttal to David Schultheis, and I was really wound up about this yesterday. I mean, I was, and some people sent me emails and said, well, you're emotionally over the top, but I really got angry about this. All right, this thing happens. It makes the news. You get this email from Schultheis, who is a representative in Colorado Springs. I mean, he's not even in Greeley. And what was your first immediate reaction when you got this email?
Let me tell you a little bit what happened first. I was with the family, as you know, reporters have to do sometimes.
Right.
After a bad accident, we try to talk to the family if they'll let us. And I went to the house, knocked on the door. The son and father drove up and invited me in. They had just learned that their first son had died, and the other two probably were going to die. Next day, the next son died, and the baby died.
Mm.
It was right after that. After I saw the family after that, I got back, opened my email, and found the Schultheis letter. And it made me pretty angry. We talked about it in the newsroom. We showed it around and decided people need to know about this. And that's when we ran the story. We put it on a blog first. Got like 100 hits off that blog just from people who were mostly angry. Then I wrote my normal Saturday column about it as a type of a letter to Mr. Schultheis. It's been a pretty amazing rebuttal from his side. I got some nasty emails. I'd have to say that it was 5-1 probably on the emails and phone calls of people favoring what I said. But the few that were done, some of them didn't even spell the cuss words right. It was interesting.
Yeah, I got a few of those yesterday, too. And what I got out of the emails, and let's see if they're similar, is that the people who sent me the emails not only attacked me personally, but used it as a platform to go off on these long rants about illegal immigration, when to me the point of the story was that this guy Schultheis is extremely insensitive, that the questioning and the emailing was improper, and that he missed the whole point of what was going on here.
When we asked him, we had a reporter. I didn't do the rebuttal of the story for the Tribune because I was so involved in it that I did my column. Another reporter called him and asked him for comment, and first thing he said was it was a private email, and we explained that if you send an email on letterhead stationery or on the email to a newspaper, that isn't necessarily a private matter. Number two, he said it was our timing that was bad, that we released the story at a bad time. We released the story the day after we got his email. We couldn't release it the day of because our deadline wasn't until the next day, but he said it right after we learned the baby had died. And I wasn't happy.
No, I can see that. It's 7:42. 42 minutes past the hour, Mike Peters with us from the Greeley Tribune. But the emails that you got that support him, I mean, were they similar to the ones that I got? Were they personal attacks on you and then ranting about illegal immigration, or were they just after you?
My favorite one was slugged, the crucifixion of Dave Schultheis. We had a lot of attacks on me saying that, what office was I running for? Why did I attack this man who is a good man? I never said it. You know, I've never even talked to Dave Schultheis except through this email. He didn't return the letters, calls that our reporter made until after the second story ran. So I don't even know him. I just know that letter was I felt very improper at the time, and that it appeared that the only reason he asked if these people were legal or not is because of their last name.
Yeah, you wouldn't get a question like that. I made the point yesterday. You wouldn't get a question like that if their last name were Clinton or Jones or
Sure,
Peters or Marvin. Nobody would ask that question, right?
That's right. He didn't seem to understand that. I can't understand why he would feel so strongly that way. Obviously, if you call up his website, he's very conservative, opposed to gay marriage, strong immigration. He's a very conservative man, but still, I think there's a way to handle this situation. I think he was very wrong in the way he did it.
Well, there's conservatives out there who would disagree with... Let me rephrase it. Let me put it another way. There are conservatives out there who have very, very strong feelings about topics like gay marriage, like illegal immigration, all of these things. But I don't think, at least I want to believe, that they wouldn't do what he did. I mean, they wouldn't send an email to a reporter at a paper asking if the victims of a tragic accident were legal or illegal, were they properly licensed, and start going through this whole thing, because it just lacks compassion or caring.
We're going to be doing a follow-up story and get the family's impression where we're handling it. It's, you know, how we'd have to handle it with kid gloves right now. It's
right.
Still very soon, although I've talked to them, and so is another reporter. But we know that they had the proper license, they had insurance, they had the title of the car. We know they've been through citizenship classes. So they're doing what they can to become citizens. And this family is so good. They donated the organs of the 3-month-old baby and the 12-year-old boy. When the older boy, it was too late to donate his organs when they got him to the hospital. We started a fund here. The Tribune has a fund where people can contribute to help others. We started a fund for them. They made sure that the money from that fund went to Children's Hospital. Now, this is a family that is not wealthy by any means. And they handled it much better than I ever could have. They're good people.
Hmm. Yeah, you point that out in your rebuttal to Mr. Schulteis. Well, to me, this is really a remarkable, remarkable story. I can't make connections with people who think like David Schulteis does, and I guess I never will. But you know what? That's a good thing, I think. And the fact that you can make those connections also is a good thing. Quick side question that has nothing to do with this, and you can decline to answer it if you want to, because I don't know the scope and the bounds of what you cover, but the Musgrave Pochoni race there, she's 10 points behind. I hear you laughing.
There's only been one column I've ever written that I got more feedback and more crazy mail. It was one I did. We had a couple here at the Tribune, two women who got married in a city park here. They invited all the Tribune, and we all went there. The next Saturday, I wrote an open letter to Marilyn Musgrave saying, if God hates gay marriage so much, why didn't we have an earthquake? Why didn't it hail toads down on us? How could this nice wedding happen if God's so opposed to it? The rebuttal was incredible. I've never had so much email and so much hate mail and death threats. So it was ridiculous. It probably didn't help that in the opening of the letter, I called Marilyn Musgrave Marilyn Manson. So,
well, that's what I call her, too. So,
we ran their pictures side by side to see if they were the same person, possibly. So.
I don't understand, and if we have more time, I get into this. I have no clue or understanding as to why she's 10 points ahead. What, you can run on, like, one agenda, one topic? And then one topic can be gay rights? I mean, that's like the whole thing?
Has she talked about gay rights in this election? I think she got scared away from it, and she hasn't talked about it. I think she knows it's never hurt her right now.
Well, I
don't know Marilyn, and she won't talk to me, so I'm not sure where. I was surprised at the poll, too, I'll have to admit.
Yeah, I am, too. And then, you know what? That makes two of us. But let's, and I'm not asking you to politically commit, but I will. I've given money to Angie Pizzoni's campaign. I hope she can close the gap and pull it out. I really do, because I think people in your area deserve better representation than what they're getting. Mike, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the show, and we'd like to keep track of what happens here, so we'll definitely be in contact with you again.
All right, great. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's Mike Peters with the Greeley Tribune, the Schultes story. And coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to the Democratic candidate, the person who's running against Mr. Schultes, the man with a heart of lead. And the hate email that I got yesterday over this was incredible, too. It has nothing to do with illegal immigration. It just has nothing to do with that. You know, it's about humanity. And what are we in a position here where we just don't care about other human beings, and our agendas come first? You don't care whose head you step on.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Over of a semi, we've got major delays there. Weather, windy and milder this afternoon. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers. High of 61. Currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Through October, stop by any local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient. All to help you keep your Toyota moving forward. Stop in today.
So, you think this is easy, huh?
Anyone can do it, right?
Okay, here's your chance to walk the talk.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show, folks.
We're looking for America's next
progressive talk radio star.
Imagine yourself in a darkened studio.
Blinking phone banks.
Filled with listeners who want to say how brilliant you are.
And then you wake up.
For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk.
By actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves and their accomplishments. Hobbies and sports can provide positive experiences, and family activities help establish strong family values. This important message is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family's impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
2:52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 60 seconds. I'll try to hold it down to 60 seconds and contain my enthusiasm here. Talk about my friends at Rocky's Autos, because they are my friends and I am enthusiastic about them. And, you know, there's a couple of things I should remind you of that are coming up. First of all, Rocky's will have soon free pumpkins for Halloween. And then they got Operation Freebird coming up, which is where they give out free turkeys and pumpkins for pumpkin pies to the neediest in the community. And we'll be telling you more about that, and that's coming up. They are Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why? Because of the diverse, large selection of vehicles that they have. Everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab. Boy, they got some good-looking Saabs. Pontiac, Volkswagen. They've got the Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. They got everything that you can think of out there. This is not a postage stamp-sized place, folks. I mean, it's huge, and you got to have a golf cart to get around to see all the inventory. Over 500 of these vehicles on the lot. Check the inventory out at RockiesAutos.com. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Don't forget about their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000. And every day I talk about my friends out there, and they are my friends. I love them. Tom and Marv Alshear, two of the nicest guys that I think you'll ever meet, and hardworking and caring. Spanky Herrera, who goes the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. Gerard Menard, Jason Mays, Johnny Mays. The list, I don't have enough time to get into all the people out there, who work so doggone hard to make sure that you're happy, because the customer is number one. And that's what they stress in their business meetings. I've been to the meetings, and I hear them talk about it. And that's what they're all about. They're all about customer satisfaction. Rockies Auto's owned and operated, family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them. Get the most bang for your car buck, and deal with people who really do care and are good folks. Rockies Auto's, the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Were you there for the premiere of Seinfeld? Are you just now finding the Emmy-winning Office? Tonight, don't get left behind. See the premieres of two great comedies on NBC. You want stars? How about Alec Baldwin, Tina Fey, and Tracy Morgan in 30 Rock, the show critics call the best new comedy of the year? Then, John Lithgow and Jeffrey Tambor team up in the hilarious 20 Good Years.
Might be fun.
Of course it'll be fun. It's me!
30 Rock, 20 Good Years. Don't let everyone else tell you how good they were. NBC Tonight.
This October, an American tradition returns to Fox as the Major League Baseball playoffs begin. And if there's one thing that's certain, it's that you can't script October.
And it is gone!
So catch the ALCS, the NLCS, and the World Series.
And the White Sox have won the World Series!
It's October Baseball in HD, and it's only on Fox.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're doing some Beatles this morning. Why not?
My love, don't give me presents.
7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today is 61, mostly cloudy. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Keely Mars, who's running against David Schultheis. Also, we'll talk about Rick O'Donnell's kind of weird rite of passage kind of idea for high school seniors, and see if you think that it's a good idea. There's a couple of things I wanted to mention here before we get up to the top of the hour. A team of American and Iraqi public health researchers have estimated that 600,000 civilians have died in violence across Iraq since 2003, the American invasion. It's the highest estimate for the toll of the war here in Iraq. The figures break down to about 15,000 violent deaths a month, a number that has quadrupled the one of July given by the Iraqi government and hospitals in the morgue in Baghdad and published last month in the United Nations report in Iraq. That month was the highest for Iraqi civilian deaths since the American invasion, but it is an estimate, not a precise count, and researchers acknowledge a margin of error that ranges from 426,369 to 793,663 deaths. It is the second study by researchers from the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. It uses samples of casualties from Iraqi households to extrapolate an overall figure of 601,027 Iraqis dead from violence between March 2003 and July 2006. And the findings of the previous study were published in Lancet, a British medical journal, in 2004. It's been criticized as being too high, and of course, it's been criticized as being politically motivated, naturally. Okay, very quickly, updates in the Foley case. The FBI met with one of the pages Foley preyed upon, according to his lawyer. He met with the FBI in Oklahoma for about 2.5 hours. Also, Representative Jim Kolb of Arizona said he knew about a separate round of inappropriate emails all the way back to 2000. And while Speaker Hastert fought against stepping down for his role in the Foley matter, the same doesn't go for his staff. He said anybody caught being involved in this was going to be fired. So, in other words, he'll throw them under the bus, but not himself. Okay, that's the latest update in the Foley situation, which continues to grind on. Coming up, we'll talk to Keely Mars, and we'll talk about Rick O'Donnell. That's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Get the good stuff.
Driving around with worn-out shocks and struts can reduce ride quality, handling, braking, and even cause premature tire wear. Fortunately, this month in Napa, you can get mail-in rebates of up to $60 on the purchase of Napa Sensitrac and Reflex shocks and struts. Plus, all Napa shocks and struts are engineered to be as good or better than the ones that originally came on your car. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Now, the significance of three grows even stronger with the Comcast Triple Play.
Comcast is putting three services together and giving them to you for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. Digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. Comcast Digital Cable offers over 100 channels. And on demand, a library of movies and shows you watch on your schedule. Comcast Digital Voice gives you unlimited local and long-distance calls. And Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL and way faster than dial-up. Plus, it comes loaded with great security features, video mail, and stuff you can't get with DSL. Digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Installation fees apply. Limited to new customers and require subscription to all three services. Not all services available in all areas. Call Comcast for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where the crisis with North Korea will likely dominate a presidential news conference 1 hour from now. The UN is debating sanctions to protest North Korea's reported nuclear test, and one of the North's few export customers is already shutting the door.
This is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. Japan's about to slap tougher sanctions on North Korea. All North Korean ships will be banned from Japanese ports, and imports from North Korea, which consists mostly of seafood and coal, will be reduced.
Already tense relations between North and South Korea are flaring. The sound of anti-North protesters on the streets of Seoul. And on that tripwire North-South border, U.S. Army Major Jose de Verona has seen provocative signs from soldiers on the other side.
We have anything from them yelling at us, spitting across the border, slashing gestures.
South Korea says it's preparing for possible atomic warfare. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
In Washington this morning, a California murder case is getting the attention of the Supreme Court. CBS's Barry Bagnetto tells us why.
Jim Studer wore a button at the trial of the man accused of killing his brother.
Just a picture of my brother in his uniform. He had been a military police officer.
The Supreme Court must decide whether that deprived the defendant of a fair trial. Representing the nation's criminal defense lawyers, Washington attorney John Hacker argues that such displays have no place at trial.
Family members and others with an interest in the case aren't allowed to testify as to their emotions about the facts in the case, and we think they can't present those same emotions visually either.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
This has never happened before. The government's pressing a lawsuit that accuses blacks in one Mississippi county of violating the voting rights of whites. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
One of the ideas behind the Voting Rights Act was to ensure that people have an equal right to vote, regardless of the color of their skin. And ultimately, the government is going to ask jurors in this case to forget about the color of the skin of the defendants and judge them solely upon what they have or have not done to impact white voting patterns in their community.
In Humble, Texas, it was raining when Lisa Lewis walked out of a dentist's office, so she asked her son to pull the family van closer to the building. Her son is just 12. Police Sergeant Ken Rice says that proved to be a fatal mistake.
When the 12-year-old pulled up to the front, instead of hitting the brake, he actually hit the accelerator and accelerated into the building, striking his mother and then two receptionists inside the building.
The boy's mother died. The other women were critically injured. It used to be why Johnny can't read. Now it's why Johnny can't write. Teachers around the country say penmanship is a lost art. Passaic, New Jersey grade school teacher Shelley Bolton says that's a shame.
One of my students even asked me the other day if he could write something in cursive, and I said, of course they can, but it is very difficult to read, and it's much easier to read something that's printed.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 41 points, NASDAQ's down 10. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon.
Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Safe landing for a Learjet with two blown tires. It happened this morning at Centennial Airport. The tires blew on takeoff. The pilot had to circle for a short time to burn off some fuel. No one was hurt. Flu season typically heating up at the end of this month and into the first weeks of November, which means many are starting to think about the annual flu shot. Although previous vaccine shortages, some worried, experts believe for those concerns, they aren't this year.
This year, it's expected that there will be over 100 million doses of flu vaccine available. The most that has ever been given at any point in the United States was 85 million doses. So, unfortunately, my guess is that there may be more thrown away unless we can get more of the high-risk people out there.
Dr. Adrian LaBailey with Larimer Health. The people who fall into the high-risk categories encourage you to get their shots this month. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We still have several problem areas. You want to avoid Federal and Wheat Ridge. It's now closed between 42nd and 44th due to a crash involving a pedestrian. Also have a problem on the ramp from Federal to eastbound 6th, one on the Pecos on-ramp to eastbound 36, and traffic lights malfunctioning Wadsworth at Alameda. Of course, the biggest problem, northbound 25 south of the city, still closed at the Wolfensberger exit while they clean up that big rig mess. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers. A high of 61. Currently 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get to Red Robin and try the burger invented in Italy. Well, not really. It's Red Robin's Burger Parmigiana. A burger topped with peppers and onions, garlic mayo, a crispy fried mozzarella wheel, and topped off with a rich red tomato sauce. It's Italian for delicious. Visit them at redrobin.com for a location near you.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Six minutes after 8, high today 61, mostly cloudy skies. Although it looks clear out there now this morning and just a few white clouds in the sky. Might turn out to be an okay day today. All right, it's good to have you along. Don't forget, you can get this show if you miss any part of it. You can get it in podcast at am760.net. Also, our Progressive Talk Superstar contest is going on. We need you, and you can win. But you got to enter. If you don't enter, you can't win. So get all the rules, all the details on this deal, and you get a nationwide show, all of the details at am760.net. All right, we talked yesterday, and I talked earlier with Mike Peters. We talked about the David Schultheis story. Here is the woman who's running against David Schultheis in Colorado Senate District number 9. It's Keely Mars. She is a Democrat. Keely was born in Seoul, Korea, and attended elementary school in Berlin, Germany, Newport News, Virginia. Her family roots are in Colorado Springs. They date back almost 50 years when her paternal grandfather was assigned to the original cadre at the Air Force Academy in 1957. Keeley's father attended the Air Force Academy, or Air Force Academy High, rather, and brought his family home to Colorado Springs in 1983. He is a retired Army officer and real estate broker. Her mother is a University of Colorado and Colorado College alumni who now teaches in the Academy School District number 20. And Keeley began her education. She began a career in marketing and education in 1996. She was in the United States Army. She began her undergraduate studies at the University of Colorado. And Keeley, I could go on and on. I could read your whole resume right here, and it's pretty long too.
I've been very busy.
Yeah, you have been, haven't you?
I'm more busy now than I have ever been in my life.
All right, let's talk about this. You know, you come from a very conservative area. You come from a very, very, very Republican-dominated area. David Schultheis is a big name in the state Republican Party. God knows why, because to me he's an embarrassment. But what made you decide to try to take this guy on?
Well, Jay, I could no longer sit on the sidelines and watch the clowns in the circus. You know, we need responsive, open representation in Senate District 9, and I'm committed to serving the practical needs of our constituents here. You know, even the Denver Post, I got the Denver Post endorsement, and they talk about my opponent as being divisive on social issues during his House service. You know, 52 bills were introduced, and 41 of them failed. I think Dave Schultheis has had a chance, and that chance has expired.
He is very divisive, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And it doesn't get much done for the district, does it?
Well, not anything that we care about here and that most Americans care about, like our roads, water. You know, our infrastructure problems alone are a reason to look at what's most important here. Our first responders need support. And jobs, you know, we've lost a lot of high-tech industry jobs here, and the jobs that are coming in are service industry jobs. So we have a lot of work to do here, and I think that the folks here, yes, it is a conservative district, but this is my home. I grew up here. My father's a Republican. I live with my father. So if there's any candidate who can reach across party lines and listen to all sides of the issues, I am that candidate, and we haven't had a Democratic candidate in close to 20 years, and I think the folks here are really excited that they have an independent alternative this year.
So your charge against him would be that he's too polarizing to get things done, that he has done little or nothing for the district, and that basically he's just too confrontational and too partisan.
Well, not just that, but the main issue that he runs on is immigration. And, Jay, immigration is a federal responsibility. Dave Schultheis is running for the wrong position on the wrong issue at the wrong time. He needs to become a lobbyist for the issues that he cares about, the social issues that he cares about. He has no business running for state office and using taxpayer money to push an agenda that is a federal responsibility. We don't have the money to support the implementation of these laws right now. The system isn't in place to adequately support these new laws. And I really think that it's time to unseat Dave Schultheis. He's, like I said, he's had his chance and he's failed.
12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Keeley Mars on the line. She is running for Colorado Senate District number 9. You can check her website out at KeeleyMars.com. Immigration is a federal problem, yet there are a lot of politicians, including Bob Beaupre and David Schultheis and others, who seem to continuously want to make it a state issue. And that's because there's traction with voters in that, don't you think?
Well, there is. And, you know, undocumented workers do use services, or may use services paid for with tax dollars. But at the same time, you know, these undocumented workers perform work for many of the businesses that make up our economy, you know, frequently for the lowest wages. And their employers do not pay for health care, so they're left with emergency services as their only recourse. And that's the situation that we read in the paper about now. So immigration is an important issue.
But it's an issue you would take to your state senators. It's an issue you take to your congressmen. It's not an issue that you would take to the state legislature. And the state legislature passed, under the Democrats, a whole slew of tough measures against illegal immigrants.
Absolutely. And I believe in enforcing the law. However, you know, part of this argument that has not been addressed yet, because we just simply haven't had time to look at this issue, but I think what deserves to be examined in detail is the cultural and economic standpoint of this issue. You know, respect for the economic relationship between two cultures who have worked hard to grow this state, I think, is vital for our future. And there are a lot of industries that are suffering financially because of our new state laws. And, you know, I attended the conference at the Broadmoor, where the Secretary of Agriculture was there. And our industries in agriculture, in hotel and restaurant, ski resorts, home building, landscaping, they have all suffered because of this new legislation. And, you know, I'd like to see talks about the economic point of our business community and how they are affected with these new laws.
You know about his letter to the Greeley Tribune. What's your feelings about that?
I did read about the letter in the newspaper, and it is very sad on two points. First, I feel that Mr. Schultheis's message was obscene, and it reveals who he really is. And I think that, you know, Jay, if this had been your family, my first question would have been, how can I help? How can I help you? Not, may I see your papers before I call 911. Unfortunately, I'm not surprised that this came from Dave Schultheis. I've been reading in the paper for the last year comments that he has made, and I don't think that talking about this family's tragedy while I'm talking about my campaign is appropriate, but my condolences go out to the Bastios family.
Have you debated him?
He won't debate me. And
He's another one who won't face up, right?
He said he will never debate his opponent, Keeley Mars.
Why? Why won't he debate? What is he scared of?
Well, if you meet me in person, you can make your own opinion about that. But I'm Irish-American, and I'm the daughter of a twice-decorated Vietnam War veteran. So you can make your own conclusions from that. But I think he won't debate me because he doesn't know the issues. All he knows about is immigration and anti-homosexual legislation and anti-abortion legislation. That's all he knows. That's my hunch, is that he just doesn't know the issues.
How many times have you asked him?
Oh, we've had at least four or five. I asked him, I met him at the Black Forest Parade, and I went right up to him and introduced myself, and I'm not quite sure if he knew who I was at first, but he figured it out, and I asked him why he was not going to be at the Black and Latino Leadership Coalition forum next week, and he said he was going to be out of town, and he said, oh, you'll find out that there won't be very many of those. So I don't know what he means by that. Supposedly he's going to be at the American Legion on this Saturday here in Colorado Springs. This is our next forum. He has committed to going to that, and I really do hope he does. I think he's doing a disservice to the constituents who have a choice finally this year, and they need to be able to make their own decision. You know, we can read what we want in the paper, and make our conclusions from that. We can look at his record and make our conclusions, but I really think it's important for people to look at the person who's going to represent them and ask them the important questions and put them on the spot and hold them accountable.
So are you going to try to debate him there?
Well, I was told that it's not a debate, but absolutely I'm going to try and debate him if he is there.
But he won't agree to a formal debate.
No, he won't.
Hmm.
He won't.
Well, he's not alone. That seems to be the GOP strategy this year, and I'm sorry that if there are those out there who think that I'm being overly partisan in making that statement, but there are others who are running for office who don't seem to want to debate either, and I think they're doing a disservice to their constituents. By the way, before we run out of time, you were talking about people judging you. According to your biography, when you were in the United States Army, you were awarded the sharpshooter badge with an M16 rifle.
Yes, I was.
You know, it sounds to me like you're not somebody to mess around with. You know what I mean?
Well, not when it comes to children's safety, protecting our veterans, protecting our first responders, protecting our teachers, and our seniors. No, I am not someone you want to mess around with. Absolutely.
Any idea how you're doing in the campaign?
Well, it's going very well, surprisingly well. I have, in the last three reporting periods, I have outraised Dave Schultheis. I've definitely given him a run for his money. If I just went by my door-to-door campaign and the feedback I've been getting from the constituents here, it's going better than well. Things are looking really good down here, and I think that for the first time in a long time, our constituents have a politician coming to their door and asking them the important questions and involving them in this democratic process. And it's just a good year to be a Democrat, Jay.
Yep, I would agree there. Keeley, thank you so much for coming on the air. And if people want to know more about your campaign and want to contribute and help you out, and stop Mr. Schultheis and his bigoted attitude, lack of representation for Colorado Senate District 9, go to KeeleyMars.com. Keeley, thank you so much, and you're a very interesting woman. It also says in here that you also studied Russian. I wouldn't mess with you. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, говорю русский язык, ампа, yeah. A little bit of French in there.
There you go. Thank you, Keeley. Appreciate you being on the show, and good luck to you. And once again, people should go to KeeleyMars.com.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Thanks, Keeley.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Keeley Mars running against David Schultheis. Coming up next, we'll talk about Rick O'Donnell and his scheme for high schoolers, seniors. And I want to know if you think it's rational or irrational. I think it's ridiculous, but we'll get into this. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Street traffic light problems at Wadsworth and Alameda, Arapahoe, and Jordan. Your weather today, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers, 61. Currently 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, they're celebrating October with a haircut sale. Get into any of the 50 metro area salons for a fantastic haircut and shampoo massage at their always great value, or for special pricing, look in the Valpak envelope in your mail this week. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819. Or go to HalePetDoor.com.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, you don't like to think about it. You don't like to plan for it. But maybe one day you may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, You want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. He's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every single day, real people like you and myself, and he's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. He's a really good guy. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
KD Canopy reminds parents that sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult social situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their friends and our community safe. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside, concession stands at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kdcanopy.com.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Actually, John, I like this song. John Turk, producer of the show, says, oh, I know you don't like this, but I got a request for it. No, this is Revolution, not number 9.
Revolution number 9. I thought you were referring to this one.
No, I was referring to the cut number 9, number 9. Hey, 25 minutes after 8, we're doing a little Beatles this morning. John Lennon would have been 66 this week. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. Good to have you along here at AM 760. Oh, I was also going to say at AM760.net, and thank you to those people who internet stream, but also at AM760. Okay, I want to get into this. I've been holding on to this story for a couple of days now, and this comes from a Rocky Mountain News story from October the 9th. District Congressional candidate Ed Perlmutter continued to hammer away Sunday at a January 2004 opinion piece by his opponent, Rick O'Donnell, that called for a mandatory service corps for teenage boys during their final year of high school. It's an idea that has dumbfounded a number of people, Perlmutter, a Democrat, said during a press conference in front of Jefferson High School, where he once attended school. It gives you some idea of the radical thought that Rick O'Donnell brings to this race. O'Donnell's campaign did not return telephone calls seeking a comment on Sunday. Last week, O'Donnell, a Republican, called on the state attorney general to investigate Perlmutter for repeatedly, deliberately distorting what O'Donnell wrote by claiming that his immigration plan called for using teenage boys to patrol the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, if you go back and look at his opinion piece, a new rite of passage by Rick O'Donnell, this was in the Denver Post, January 3rd, 2004, he does talk about this. And the idea of this would be basically that his idea, or what he's talking about in this article, is in this opinion piece that he wrote, that your senior year of high school is basically a waste for most kids, and that they need mentoring and character development, particularly if they come from a household, say, for instance, with a single parent and no father. In the column published January 3rd of 2004, O'Donnell, he said this in the Denver Post, proposed a service corps for boys in lieu of their final semester of high school. No one would be exempt. Rich kids couldn't buy their way out of service, and it wouldn't involve the informality of AmeriCorps, he wrote. Under the program, O'Donnell wrote, youngsters would have the choice of service. After a basic training-type orientation, they would be given various duties in sore need of attention, securing our borders, which, there you go, with Mexico, thinning our national forests to reduce fire risks, providing homeland security at ports and other vulnerable locations. O'Donnell has said that he noted in the article that men could have a choice of where to serve, such as homeland security, armed forces, or community service. At a news conference Sunday, three Perlmutter supporters criticized the concept. 12th grade is not a waste of time, said Julie Jackson, a teacher at the Dakota Ridge High School. Every year I see how valuable the senior year is for my students. Debbie Phillips, a mother of 17-year-old boy, said that when she first read O'Donnell's column, I actually couldn't believe it. When you boil it down, this is the craziest thing. Meanwhile, 7th Congressional District Green Party candidate David Chandler criticized O'Donnell for issuing a recent press release that called for putting more troops in Iraq. Okay, but here's the thing I want to discuss. Do you think O'Donnell's got a good idea here, or do you not? Now, for me, my senior year in high school basically was about getting out of high school and getting out of Orange County, California. And I didn't care, and I had no desire to go to college. But I remember a lot of people I went to school with, their senior year was very important to them because they started preparing, they were working on, they were waiting on acceptance to college. Now, there was in university. Now, there was a draft going on at the time that I was a senior in high school. And I got called up for the draft, as a matter of fact. Now, there's been a feeling in this country that we do not, that the selective service, that the draft is a bad idea, and that taking people and kids, your sons and daughters or whatever, and having them have some kind of public service is a good idea. I don't dispute the idea that maybe requiring public service wouldn't be a bad idea. The trouble that I have with it is you don't wipe out somebody's senior year in high school to get this. And the other part of it is, to me, public service ought to be something that you ought to be drawn to, not required to do. Why is that? Because if you require somebody to do it, you're not going to get the best and the brightest, and you're not going to get people who are dedicated. What you're going to get is people who are there and they don't really want to be there. And then finally, this idea. In this country, think about this. We lag behind in things like math and science, and university and college education is very important. I know that Mary and I, with our 10-year-old nephew Eli, I mean, we stress this all the time to him, and he's only 10 years old. And I'm happy to say that his report card, when he turns it in, we believe he's going to get straight A's. And our entire family is on him all the time because he's very, very bright. And we want him to go to college or university. I don't think going to him when he's a senior in high school and saying to him, okay, your senior year is a waste, and here's what you need to do. You need to go into some kind of public service type thing and go clear forests or go police the borders or go watch the ports. I don't want a 17 or 18-year-old kid doing this. Here's what I want for port security. I want professionals. I want people who know what they're doing and are trained to do it right. I don't want 17-year-old kids doing this stuff. And if they want to do it, then when they get out of high school, let them go into the military, let them volunteer, or let them guide themselves towards some kind of public service type thing. And this idea that O'Donnell talks about building character by having kids do this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I always thought that conservatives and Republicans believed in personal responsibility and that you build moral character at home. Not that the government does it for you. And finally, P.S., I think it's wrong to think that in every case, because there's no man in the house, that young boys can't have moral character and that moral character can't be built at home. I think there are people out there who defy those odds. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Your thoughts about Mr. O'Donnell's program, which I think is ridiculous. And this guy, O'Donnell, and I don't want to just broadside attack him, but, I mean, he's got these kind of ideas like abolishing Social Security and doing this stuff. You know, it's all fine to put that stuff on paper, but when you hold elected office, if I were in that district, if I were in the 7th Congressional District, I would not want some guy operating a social experiment on my tax dollars. I just wouldn't. And I just, it's not practical. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. You like this idea? Thumbs up, thumbs down, 833. Now, Gina.
Yes.
Thumbs up on traffic or thumbs down?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of somewhere there in the middle. We still have quite a bit going on, actually. A closure of Federal between 42nd and 44th. That's due to a crash involving a pedestrian. We had some problems out of Lakewood on eastbound 6th. A couple of different wrecks there at Federal. A new one southbound Colorado at 3rd. And, of course, northbound 25 continues to be tied up through Castle Rock from that forced closure following a semi-wreck. Weather today looks like it'll be mild this morning.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's high-tech engines, an oil change every 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. It improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. And right now at Napa, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $2.39 per quart. Plus, buy 6 quarts and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
We're America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
Marketing Etc. reminds that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Find out how you can help bring an end to this devastating disease. Log on to nbcam.org. This is from Marketing Etc., integrated branding and marketing specialists with an emphasis on electronic communication. Trust the award-winning company with great results. Call 460-8900 or log on to marketingetc.com. That's marketingetc.com.
Paid for by No One 41.
Man, this is a long ballot this year.
Yeah, I know how I'm voting on some of these, but what about this Amendment 41?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good idea till I read the editorials in the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah?
They say Amendment 41 goes beyond worthwhile reform and that it could even curtail such innocent and laudable activities as providing scholarships to the children of public safety officials.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but what about this Ethics Commission? I mean, isn't that a good idea?
Well, the Rocky Mountain News wrote a second editorial about the Ethics Commission. It says, there's nothing in this poorly drafted proposal to prevent the appointing officials from filling every seat on the commission with other elected officials.
Oh, good. Politicians policing politicians.
Yeah. I'm all for ethics in government, but not Amendment 41 and not in our Constitution.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
Hey, there's great news about LASIK in Colorado. LASIK at Spivak Vision Center is now a covered procedure under your Flex Medical account at work. You know, your cafeteria plan. And because it's now covered under your plan at work, you save up to $1,000 off your taxes. Combine that with a $1,000 savings from our fall LASIK special, and that means you can save up to $2,000 off LASIK at Spivak Vision Center. It's our biggest LASIK savings of the year by far. But there's one problem. The sign-up deadline for your plan at work is strictly limited by the IRS, and you can't afford to miss this opportunity. So please call Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020 today to save up to $2,000 on LASIK. Don't miss the $1,000 savings of our fall LASIK special and your chance to save up to $1,000 off your taxes. For your biggest LASIK savings of the year, up to $2,000, call Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go.
Doing some Beatles this morning. Good morning, 837. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. Jay Marvin with you. This show available on podcast, am760.net, and also our superstar talk contest. You can get a nationwide show. Find out how. Go to am760.net. We're talking about Rick O'Donnell and his column that he wrote back on June the 3rd, 2004, A New Rite of Passage. He's talking about mentoring, and he gets into this whole thing about building character and mentoring, and he says, but even with more mentors, a bolder approach is needed to help boys successfully become men of character. A Colorado legislator recently asked, what's the use of 12th grade? If more than 25% of Colorado men drop out before the 12th grade, for those who remain, it is a blow-off year. Why are we paying for it? Good question, O'Donnell says. That's why it's time to institute a national service corps for men. I propose that after the first semester of 12th grade, all young men in America do 6 months of service. For those who drop out of high school, they replace those lost years with additional service. No one would be exempt. Rich kids couldn't buy their way out of service. And it wouldn't involve the informality of AmeriCorps. Young men could have a choice of where to serve, such as Homeland Security, Armed Forces, or Community Service. After a basic training-type orientation, they would be given various duties in sore need of attention, securing our border with Mexico. Oh, boy, that'd be great to give that to a 17-year-old. Thinning our national forests to reduce fire risk, or providing homeland security at ports and other vulnerable locations. Well, what's your son doing in his senior year of high school? He's out guarding a nuclear facility. Okay. I mean, is it me? Each year, 4 million young men would do something productive for their country rather than drop out of school or waste time in the 12th grade. They would undergo a society-wide rite of passage into manhood, one that provides discipline, positive role models, fraternity, physical effort, and a sense of adventure and risk. Additionally, it would help assimilate the children of immigrants into being Americans. See, I'm just too much of an anarchist to buy any of this. I mean, I would go berserk if I were a kid, 17, and had to go through all that. Not that I didn't care about society when I was 17. I did, and was politically involved, and was involved in political campaigns. But I just wouldn't have done it. I mean, I had a part-time job, and you know, I wanted into radio. So I don't know. Do you agree with this idea? 303-713-7600. Here's Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi.
No, it's a ridiculous idea. It makes no sense at all, and there's no way that anyone's going to convince me that the idea of going into the military is what builds character in young men. What builds character in young men is how their parents raise them and how much attention those parents pay to those kids in their formative years. It's got nothing to do with doing military service. It's got nothing to do with going to college or any of those other things. I've got several friends that graduated from college that are now divorced from their first and second wives because they cheated on those wives. Some of those friends, their fathers were still in their house throughout their whole lives. I came from a broken home, and I don't cheat on my wife, and I don't abuse my kids, and I don't drink, and I don't have some of these other character flaws that a lot of people associate with families that don't have a father figure in the home.
Yeah, I come from the same thing. I come from a very screwed-up household, and while I have my flaws, and some of them are evident on the hair even, I think I have good morals. I've been married 26 years. I love Mary like there's no tomorrow. I don't look at other women. I don't drink. I don't cheat. I don't knowingly lie. I've never stolen, basically. Well, I did some of that stuff in high school. I have to admit that. But as an adult, I pretty much have walked a straight and narrow, and I've been working really in one way or another since I've been 13.
Yeah.
So you're right. And I know people who have wonderful family structure, and then they just turn out to be like total and complete creeps.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And I come from the same. I mean, I'm not perfect by any means. You know, I've got character flaws, but the things that I work on and the things that I'm conscious of, and that, you know, that I don't ever take this position that I don't have these issues that I need to fix in myself. But, you know, it's because of the way my mom and, you know, my dad wasn't around in the household, but I do have a relationship with him. And he's an alcoholic, and he's never quit drinking, and he's still got the same problems that he had then. But that doesn't mean that necessarily you're going to end up being a total creep, like you said, if your father's not around, you know. And some of the other things that I don't know anything about this guy, Rick O'Donnell, but the idea of abolishing Social Security, usually that idea comes from people who don't have to rely on Social Security to survive in their older years. They've already got enough money, and they've got themselves in a situation, very fortunately and wise on their part, to put themselves in a position to not have to rely on Social Security. But, you know, those people typically are the ones that want to abolish Social Security because they don't want to keep paying into it, even though they pay a lesser percentage of their income than the rest of us do. And, you know, those are the people that want to abolish it. But, you know, there's a huge percentage of our population that does need Social Security and that are going to rely on it for their retirement.
Yeah,
to subsidize whatever the other sources of income that they're going to have or other investments, you know. And, the idea of abolishing it is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree. I don't know about you, but I'm going to need it. Are you going to need it?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need it. I mean, you know, unless I come into some huge windfall, and yeah, I've still got some years. I'm only 42. I'm a young guy. You know, I have a lot of opportunities, you know, that are out there for me. But, you know, and I'm not just going to lay back and just say, okay, I'm just going to collect my Social Security check and that's going to be it for me. But you know what? Luck plays into everybody's lives, you know, and your intentions are only good until they become actions. When they become actions, they're guided and they're affected by other situations, including luck, you know. So that's just the way life is. You can't say definitely that somebody who is in a great financial position when they retire is only because they were smart. There's luck involved in that as well, and there's a lot of smart people that are well-intended who have bad luck that end up needing Social Security, and that's the way life is. And you just can't abolish it and think that, well, you know, people don't have a retirement, that's their own fault, that's all there is to it, and they get nothing from us now.
I agree, and the idea of abolishing it, of course, is a giveaway to banking interests and
absolutely,
you know, big business on Wall Street. Hey, thank you, Michael. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Take care, Jay.
Okay, you too. Let me go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
All right. You know, O'Donnell, he's kind of, you know, the more you scratch the surface of this guy, you more or less find out these funky things about how radical his ideas are. I mean, you know, I've just heard a couple of things on the TV, you know, about him wanting to eliminate Social Security and about, I'm a green grocer, I'm a good guy, you know, trust me, everything's going to be cool. Well, you know, and then he comes out with this kind of program. There's a couple of fundamental flaws in his argument. Number one, education is a waste of time. Hello?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
You know, to me, this is part and parcel of the Republican agenda to completely wreck the educational system. They took a good bill, No Child Left Behind. They turned it into this ugly, horrible thing to where the state of Utah is suing the federal government. I mean, as implemented, it's broken. Let's all be clear on that. No Child Left Behind is not working properly. The Republicans, like Bob Beaupre, want to make college unaffordable. They want to just, you know, remove any caps and any oversight on universities so that it can just be out of reach for a lot of people. And then all of a sudden, this program of going into the military starts to look better and better because your options are so much more limited. If you can't afford it, well, where else are you going to go?
Yeah,
you going to go to trade school?
Yeah, but the idea that you reach into somebody's 12th grade senior year and send them out and send a 17-year-old out to guard ports, to work on the border,
or you train them how to shoot, you train them how to use the tools of war, right? What good are these tools in a civilian capacity? You can be a security guard. You can be making $10.50 an hour. You know, working nights, never seeing your family, assuming you have one.
I don't think there's anything wrong with going in the military. I don't think there's anything.
I'm not saying that.
No, I know you're not. And I don't think there's anything wrong
yep.
with any of that stuff. But the problem is you don't disrupt somebody's high school.
My argument is it eliminates all the options.
Yeah, it does. And you know something? You're not free. That's right. Kids are not free to sit there.
Catch 22.
Yeah.
You can't afford college, and yet what else are you going to do? There's trade schools. You know, why would you go into trade schools? The Americans don't build anything anymore.
Yeah, and you have, and it takes away the option of kids to try to figure out what to do with their future. You're
exactly.
Right. You're, yep. You know what, Christian, you're absolutely right about that. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You too.
All right. It's 8:47. More coming up here, 303-713-7600, 847-13 before 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Glad you're here. Well, let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Well, thanks, Jay. Still no let-up for the ride. Heavy congestion getting into downtown, and we're seeing quite a bit of traffic still coming out of Thornton North Glen. Both I-70 and 270 loaded up across the city. Areas to avoid completely, Federal and Wheat Ridge. It's closed between 42nd and 44th for crash investigation. Eastbound 6 has been bogged down for a bit now out of Lakewood. We had wreck activity at Federal. We also still had problems with the signal lights at Wadsworth and Alameda. Weather today, windy and milder this morning. Falling temperatures by afternoon with scattered showers, 61. Tonight, a freeze warning in place. Scattered snow showers possible with light accumulations, low of 29. Right now, it's 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools knowing Amendment 39 wants voters to know. Teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Don Martis with Comfort Dental East Colfax. Did you ever wish your dentist would switch places with you under that bright light and big needle? Well, I wasn't born a dentist, so I know firsthand the pain and the fear. I try my best to make every patient relaxed and every procedure as nice as possible. We have financing available and we accept most insurance plans. If you don't have insurance, we still have the lowest prices around. I treat my patients the way I want to be treated, with no surprises, and I stand behind my work. I'm Dr. Don Martis for Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. No question about it. AM 760 Progressive Talk, by the way. No question about it. Debt is a killer. If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that is going to save you money. And it's available only from the mortgage store. Check this out. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. You're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are astronomical. You can get rid of all of these and consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for 6 months. No payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company. You can trust that they'll get your results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long. So you got to call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments is not going to last long. So don't wait. Get on this. I'll give you the number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
People who can afford LASIK.
Well,
The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paperback writer.
Three minutes past the hour. High today is 61, mostly cloudy. John Lennon, 61 this week. So, and we talked about Spitz earlier. If you missed it, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. He has written the biography of the Beatles. It's great. And we decided, what the heck, we just play Beatles all morning this morning. Why not? I think we should play all Rolling Stones tomorrow morning. Matter of fact, you should send us an email and ask us who, and tell us who you want us to play. And we'll do our best. What's wrong with that idea? All right, we're talking. Turks in there laughing. We're talking about Rick O'Donnell here and his idea about this service situation. And Noah in Arvada thinks that it does have some merit. Noah, hi, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, I think the idea of having it like take place of your 12th grade year is moronic, because I don't think you should ever take away from your education. I think you should always build on that. But what I would like to see is something in America where people would, you know, take part in something that does give back to the community, just as, you know, something that, you know, society is always going to be giving to you, but, you know, maybe at some point in time you should take a year out and give back to society. I don't think that everyone should go in the military. I think there should. When I lived in Europe and I was in the military over there, I liked the fact that the Germans had a system where some people could choose the military and other people could choose to go and help out old people or help out the sick or help out people who had handicaps or something like that. I thought it was a great thing, and it kept their society moving in a positive forward direction. But also at the same time, university in Germany was almost free. So I would say that if they did something like this, I would like to see them somehow tie this into the fact that you're going to get a free four-year degree paid for like a state institution or something like that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, but let me ask you this question. If you live in supposedly or allegedly a totally free society or some form of a free society, don't you have the right, even as deplorable as it is, even as bad as you might think it is, don't you have the right to be selfish and the right to say, okay, if this is what I want to do when I get out of high school, if I want to do this, if I just want to go and surf every day in Southern California, or go to Key West and lay around, or live in the mountains or whatever, don't you kind of have the right to do that?
I'm not going to make it so that people are going to go to jail if they don't do it, you know, but at the same time, I think it would be a good thing, you know, just to have it, like, you know, as socially, you know, expected. If you're not going to do it, there's not going to be jail time for it or anything like that. And at the same time, I don't think we should give them any type of help towards college. I think that, you know, maybe the rich people will get out of that for that. You know, there's nothing I can really do when economic incentive is taken out of that. I don't want to send people to jail. But what I would think is that if you did something like that where, you know, maybe some people end up, you know, it could be for girls too. I'm not, you know, eliminating this at all. But I would really like to see a system in our society that would help people take care of people who have, like, you know, handicaps or other mental issues or things like that. I think it would be a good safety net. It would teach people compassion. And if it helped to get them through college to make them a better person in the end, I think it would be a win-win situation. But I wouldn't require that, you know, for people who didn't do that to go to jail or to be punished really badly.
All right, well, O'Donnell's idea is that you do it for boys because you want to turn them into men and that they need mentoring. Noah, thank you. Good call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Let me go to Ben in Denver. Ben, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. How's it going, Jay? Long-time listener. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say real quick, also, I know you have people from Media Matters on, and then make sure your listeners know about Colorado Media Matters, because they've written a bunch of great items about O'Donnell and the free pass that a lot of the press has given him, because he has a lot of crazy ideas. But about this one specifically, I graduated just in 2003 from East High School in Denver, and I just want to say, I mean, if I hadn't had, and I was fortunate enough to have parents who were able to help me and pay for me to go to a private university after that, and if I hadn't had the ability to have, you know, that senior year and still take all the X and AP classes I was taking, that I would have been so, and still was, so underprepared after Denver Public School System to go to a top private university. And that you really do a massive disservice to kids in making them not be, you know, especially from Colorado, which there are already problems with the public school system, that they're not going to be able to adequately perform in any of these top universities without, you know, a full education.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right. It's a crazy, crazy idea. That's why Perlmutter is the best choice in seven. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it, man. I got to go. I'm out of time.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All right, coming up next, open phones, and Perlmutter takes on a 527. Coming up.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Were you there for the premiere of Seinfeld? Are you just now finding the Emmy-winning Office? Tonight, don't get left behind. See the premieres of two great comedies on NBC. You want stars? How about Alec Baldwin, Tina Fey, and Tracy Morgan in 30 Rock, the show critics call the best new comedy of the year. Then, John Lithgow and Jeffrey Tambor team up in the hilarious 20 Good Years.
Might be fun.
Of course it'll be fun. It's me!
30 Rock, 20 Good Years. Don't let everyone else tell you how good they were. NBC Tonight.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With the North Korean nuclear standoff squarely in the spotlight, President Bush is set to meet with reporters at the White House. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
This is the first opportunity for reporters to ask Mr. Bush about the brewing crisis with North Korea. He'll likely promote the sanctions the U.S. wants to clamp on the North. The president's opening with a statement on North Korea and the Iraq War, where the U.S. has suffered heavy casualties in recent weeks. The news conference also comes as the White House and Republican allies confront the ongoing controversy involving former GOP Congressman Mark Foley's contacts with congressional pages. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Well, it's a far higher estimate than others. A study done at the Johns Hopkins University says 655,000 Iraqis have died because of the U.S.-led invasion. Les Roberts was lead author of the research.
Things are twice as bad today in terms of the death rate as they were 2 years ago in 2004 when we last did our survey. And there is no evidence that things are getting better.
Some critics are questioning the timing of the report just a month before critical midterm elections. A private group called the Iraq Body Count has pegged the total at no more than 49,000 civilian Iraqi deaths, account based on news accounts. And in Iraq today, attacks on Iraqi police have left 14 dead. There could be a very large voter turnout when the polls open around the country next month. Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center says Democrats are especially motivated.
They're very angry at President Bush and the Congress, and that is raising their interest in this election considerably over past elections.
Handwriting could be headed the way of the typewriter. A published report says fewer students are writing in longhand thanks to the almost universal use of computer keyboards for composition. Shelley Bolton, a fifth-grade teacher in Passaic, New Jersey, laments the loss.
It's unfortunate because many of their signatures are barely legible, and it's something that
needs to be addressed.
But she acknowledges most schools today don't spend the time on handwriting. In five states, thousands of middle school students are taking part in a study to see if healthier menus and more exercise will help cut the risk of type 2 diabetes. Rose Cooper is principal of Overhills Middle School in Spring Lake, North Carolina.
The cafeteria is, you know, making sure that the food choices that they serve are lower in fat, lower in calories, and meet certain criteria.
A corporate giant known to all,
AT&T,
will likely be getting bigger. The Justice Department has cleared the way for AT&T's acquisition of Bell South. If the Federal Communications Commission also approves the $78 billion deal, it will create a company with the country's largest wireless and landline networks. Critics are worried it will be a return to the monopoly days of Ma Bell. Checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour right now, the Dow is down 32, the NASDAQ off 4. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Safe landing for a Learjet with two blown tires. It happened this morning at Centennial Airport. The tires blew on takeoff. The pilot had to circle for a short time to burn off some fuel. No one was hurt. Flu season typically heating up at the end of this month and into the first weeks of November, which means many are starting to think about the annual flu shot. Although previous vaccine shortages have some worried, experts believe for those concerns, they aren't this year.
This year, it's expected that there will be over 100 million doses of flu vaccine available. The most that has ever been given at any point in the United States was 85 million doses. So, unfortunately, my guess is that there may be more thrown away unless we can get more of the high-risk people out there.
Dr. Adrian LaBailey with Larimer Health. The people who fall into the high-risk categories encourage you to get their shots this month. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, our biggest issue is still this closure of northbound 25 down south at the Wolfsonburger exit. I guess it could be worse, but we still have several miles of backups there. We have a flatbed on scene, so it looks like they should be trying to get this semi out of the way shortly, but I would expect the closure for at least the next hour or so. Remember, Federal was closed between 42nd and 44th. Looks like they got that back open. Some police are still out there investigating. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, windy.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
This hour to Ed Perlmutter's communications director, Scott Chase, about this whole 527 ad that's running on immigration, in which it is a distortion of Ed's viewpoints, and we're going to talk about them taking action, asking the Denver District Attorney's Office to investigate the ad because it's knowingly making false accusations. And in between that, we're going to just do open phones. Now, some guy sent me an instant message, and you can do that at am760.net, saying, well, you're picking on O'Donnell. Why didn't you have Charles Rangel on about his House bill about mandatory service? And did you not have him on because he was a Democrat? And we had Rangel on, and I did ask him about it. And I disagree with it. So, sorry you missed that. And if you missed part of the show, one of the things you should do is go to am760.net and get it in podcast. Okay, let's go to the phones. And there's been a ton of people hanging on here. Most of you still want to talk about O'Donnell, and that's okay, but you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Let me go to Kelly in Denver. Kelly, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How's it going, beautiful?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to make sure you knew that you are a definite patriot, and we're all out here listening to you, thanking God that you're there, because otherwise we would just have to believe that most of the Republicans in the administration are bigots and completely closet homosexuals. I mean, otherwise, the leaders that we have today just speak out one side of their mouth and do something completely different out the other. And I just, about the O'Donnell thing, I think, you know, what do you expect from a Republican? It's the best way to keep poor people in the class system that we have. And anyone who does support him seemingly supports the class system. And I'm 28 years old, and, you know, like, I contribute as much as I can. I voted in both of the elections I've been able to, but I can't get any of my friends to vote or anything. Mm. And I honestly feel like a lot of that is to do, like, with the fact that these people are in office. It's like most of my generation has just sat on their, like you say, half moons and not done anything. And honestly, I feel like the only reason why we're even in this situation is because, you know, too many people haven't spoken up sooner. And, you know, it's just a class system. And it just makes you wonder how many more Republicans are hiding racists and bigots in their closet.
I don't think all Republicans are racist.
I agree completely.
I don't think all conservatives are. And I think what's really interesting about this is the GOP is undergoing kind of this mini crisis because of the Foley situation of having to deal with gay members of their own party. And how to deal with so many of them. And to me, this is just a case, the whole Foley thing is just a case of them bungling it. And do they use gay rights and do they use these kind of, you know, coded racist messages in order to gain leverage with voters? Yes,
yeah.
Of course. They absolutely do.
It's a completely bigoted message.
And the deal is, here's the inside. It's not an inside secret, but here's the deal. The elites in the Republican Party are ripping off the evangelicals like there is no tomorrow. They don't care about them. They don't respect them. They do not.
Using them as puppets.
Yeah, sure. They manipulate them. They play with them. So James Dobson and all of his followers and all the followers of Tony Perkins and all the followers of Jerry Falwell and all the followers of all the others that are out there that you can name, Donald Wildman and all of them, they're all getting used, and they don't see that that's what's happening, that they're getting used.
And ultimately, I guess, then that would be their own folly, but we're all paying for it in a lot of ways by not doing anything.
Yeah, but you see, what the Foley scandal does is they're beginning to wake up. Now, Dobson's not, but a lot of them are beginning to say, wait a minute, yeah, what have they really done?
Right.
Is there a federal ban on gay marriage? You know, the marriage amendment thing that Bush touted. What happened to that? Abortion is still legal. There's no prayer in school.
Doesn't it rank of keeping poor people poor and just throwing them out to the wolves to be sacrificed for the rich men? I mean, it's like what's going on every day around us, and we've just allowed it to happen. And it's one of my biggest problems because I've tried so desperately to get all of my friends to vote, and they just sit there like lumps.
Well, because there's a lot of people out there, I get this from time to time, too. There are a lot of people out there who say, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, that's not true. There's something you can do. You can vote. You can get out there, and you can get involved, and you can work for, and you can be a part of. And does it mean that we're going to win? Does it mean that those of us that are liberal and progressive, are we going to win every single battle? No. Are there going to be setbacks? Yes. Are we going to have things happen that we don't like? Yes. Are there going to be times when we're not going to agree with each other? Yes.
Of course.
But the fact is, you don't give up. You keep pushing. And if we push hard enough and we push long enough, we'll get it done.
Yeah, if we gave up, we would still be in England.
That's right.
Ultimately.
I mean, look at conservatives. Look at the right. They labored for 30 years to get where they are now. And everybody wants it in 10 minutes. And it's not going to happen that way.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, it's not going to happen that way. You know, I had a discussion yesterday with somebody who knows a lot about the radio business. I really respect this person. I used to work for him. I respect him. I've known him for 18 years. We were talking about progressive talk radio. And he was making the point that, do I remember back when talk radio was not, quote-unquote, what it is now, which is all conservative, but that you had some liberals on there. But in the early days of talk radio, with a few exceptions, and there were a few exceptions around the country, two of those being WR in New York, the other one being KLAC in Los Angeles, for the most part, talk radio did not have a lot of listeners, and it consisted of boring book reviews, recipes, and guys who were on the air pushing fringe agenda type stuff,
mm-hmm.
having to do with economic scams and all kinds of things. It wasn't until two things happened. It wasn't until the advent of Rush Limbaugh for the right and also the Gulf War. It took years for that thing to build, and it took years for it to happen. And I can remember working in the format when it had very few listeners. Very few.
Mm-hmm.
Point of bringing this up is that this format, Progressive Talk, is in its infancy and is taking baby steps and is struggling. That the progressive infrastructure is struggling and is new. But the right has been at this for 30-some-odd years. We are not going to get what we want overnight, and we can't give up. So we have no choice. What choice do we have? We have to go for it.
Well, I do have to applaud you, though, because you're doing fabulous, because actually I have been on the radio, and so I know all of the, like, bureaucratic and everything behind it, and it's very hard for me to listen to music radio. The radio, outside of AM radio, I just can't deal with anything outside of talk radio, and I just have to applaud you and Alan, Ed, and all of you for doing what you're doing, because you're fabulous, and I can listen to you every day, and I'm probably the biggest critic of radio personnel in Denver.
Well, I don't know if I do fabulous every day. By the way, there is a good music station out there. It's KBCO. They're great.
Yes, but the DJs, they just drive me crazy.
Oh, no, man. Brett Saunders is like good people.
I know, but
I love him.
It's so frustrating being someone who's on the outside trying to get in. You know,
well, you should go down to KBCO and apply.
Oh, I have. You would be amazed to see how many resumes I have there.
Well, have you applied? Have you done this professionally?
Oh yes, I've been on Alice, and I was on Darren.
Oh well, then you can't enter. I don't think. Well, does it say in the rules of our contest that you can't that if you have any professional background, you can't enter? I don't think it does. You should go to am760.net and look that up.
Okay.
Under the events link.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Okay, and listen, I've been unemployed too, so
yeah.
You just got to keep beating down the doors and keep working on it.
Thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
All right, send me an email and I'll see what I can do to help you.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Okay.
What's your email again?
Just go to am760.net and you'll find it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick. Okay, Mick. I thought I lost you, but I got you. Go ahead.
How you doing there, Jay?
Hey, Mick.
Hey. I just. Listening, you know, you're right about talk radio. It's the way it got off, and these guys really had a head start, and no one really knew the race was on when all this started happening. But just a comment there. I just wanted to call you because, you know, my kid just came back from Israel about a month and a half ago. And there, it's not mandatory like people think that once you go through high school, because believe me, in Israel, which is very much a democratic society, but it's also very socialist. You go through school, through high school. That is the first and foremost thing that, you know, Israeli citizens are expected to do. Once you get to the age, you know, that you're, you know, ready to go on to college, you know, there are alternatives. And one of those alternatives is national service, and, you know, going into the military. And in their system, you know, they don't go onto the front lines or anything, you know, like in Lebanon here recently or anything. But they work as support personnel because they're young. And they're also looking at that they are the future. They're a small country. So their youth is very important to them. And it's a system that there works. What O'Donnell here has to say in terms of trashing, you know, education. I think it's just another shot across the bow of our, you know, of our public school system, certainly in particular, and another way of backdooring that idea of, well, we may not have a draft, but we'd certainly get, you know, warm bodies by putting them in a situation like this, encouraging them, exciting them about going off into the military, those that will.
Yeah, I agree. So it's a totally weird idea. Nick, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm up against the clock here.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, man.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up, we'll talk about this whole 527 situation going on here with the Perlmutter camp. And we'll be talking to Ed Perlmutter's communications director, Scott Chase, about this. He knows. He's got the bottom line. Let's find out what O'Donnell's up to.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals millennials who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Saturday, October 14th from 1 to 2.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. AM760.net is where you go to stream, to iPod, to download, and to instant message. And let's take a little bit of time out from open phones, and we'll get back to open phones. Let's talk to Scott Chase, who is the communications director for the Ed Perlmutter campaign. And Scott, thanks for joining us this morning. Welcome, and thanks for being on.
Jay, thank you very much.
Okay, let's straighten this out, because I don't know how to characterize this 527 immigration ad as being a con job, a smear job, maybe both. Talk a little bit about what this is, and then what you guys are trying to do about it.
Well, I mean, this is a new low for Colorado politics. This is a 527 ad that's being run by a millionaire woman out of Texas. The group's name, ironically, is called Americans for Honesty on Issues. But what they have done, which is truly never been seen before in Colorado, their ad, they've actually deleted language and inserted their own language into legislation that they cite on their ad. Back when Ed Perlmutter was in the state senate, he actually ran sponsored a piece of legislation that defined benefits for legal immigrants, not illegal immigrants. This 527 ad that they put up yesterday actually said illegal immigrants. So what they've just done is literally deleted language and added in their own language to smear Perlmutter. So we had to take immediate legal action against not only the 527, but then that requested all the Denver TV stations pull the ad. Luckily, Channel 9, Adam Schrager, did a quick ad check and called it patently false on all accounts. What we're hearing this morning is that there's a possibility that this 527 is getting so much flack from all the stations that they're actually pulling the ad. So, but I'll tell you, this is not any coincidence. Rick O'Donnell has already put out mailings using the same type of distortion, just leaving out the word legal and giving the impression that it's for illegal immigrants.
What does he have to stoop to that level for? Why can't he have an honest debate about the issues?
Well, that's what we've been trying to have with him, you know, the entire campaign. And this is a desperate guy. I mean, there's the last three polls that have come out have shown him way behind. And what we're worried about is this guy's willing to say and do anything, including these type of misleading and false, mailing campaigns. Certainly the 527. The ironic thing about this 527, Jay, is that this woman is close business friends with the of the Enron executives, both Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay, who of course has passed away, but she's close friends with all the Enron execs, an Enron lobbyist, and has maxed out to not only Bush, but our good friend Tom DeLay. So this is, this is the Republican Party going around the country looking for very wealthy individuals that support, the really right-wing agenda and saying, please dump in $250,000 into the seventh CD. That's what they've put in here. So $250,000 of negative ads going up against Perlmutter. That's, you know, that's what we're up against, and it's kind of a rally cry for really the whole state in regards to not only thwarting these type of 527s, but really rallying behind Ed Perlmutter.
Yeah, I agree 100%. This ad is, well,
you know, it goes beyond distortion or kind of, you know, some of these 527s, well, they'll mislead a little bit. This is just an out-and-out lie. But, you know, again, they one of their own is way behind in the polls, and they're willing to do anything.
Yeah, this ad is disgusting. The other thing I find funny about O'Donnell's ads is he's a Republican. How come he doesn't mention that? Oops.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we have a lot of staff that show up to debates just for fun to see what he'll do next in regards to try to distance himself. This is a guy that, you know, not only enjoyed flying back from Washington, D.C. on Air Force One with President Bush and getting off and raising $600,000 with him, but you know, that was just a few months ago. The last time President Bush came into town, Rick O'Donnell couldn't find time in his schedule to drive across town to attend a fundraiser for his campaign chairman, Bob Beaupre, and the president. That tells you that Rick O'Donnell's not only embarrassed about, I think, his leadership, but his own party.
Well, if I were him, I would be too, but you're right. And he doesn't identify himself as a Republican, and I think that's a telltale sign right there.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw in the paper the other day where he said, you know, one of his heroes was former Representative Pat Schroeder.
Yeah, I did see that.
That you know, we're all fans of Pat, certainly, but I know that he probably had to get a couple more phone lines installed in his campaign headquarters because his phone had to be lighting up in regards to that comment.
Yeah, my thought was, well, if you're that big of a fan, why don't you just change parties?
That's exactly what Ed said, which is, hey, listen, you know, if you really love the ideals and are trying to become one of us, we've even had Rick, if you can believe it, Jay, take stories that Ed has said on the stump and incorporate them into his own stump. It's a wonderful, you know, morphing in front of our eyes, but I think people will see right through that when they really know the truth of his issues.
Yeah, I think so, too. Plug your website so people can go and do two things. One, if you live anywhere near District 7 or you're in District 7, you can get information on volunteering for Ed's campaign. And most important, we need to fight these 527 ads and this distortions that Rick O'Donnell is putting out, and you can go to Ed's website and contribute. So where do we go?
Yeah, it is www.perlmutter2006, and it's perlmutter2006.com. And, Jay, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, let's put it this way. You know, the good speaker, Dennis Hassert, has come out twice for Rick O'Donnell, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. President Bush has been out here, Dick Cheney. Five members of the cabinet have been out there. Rick O'Donnell's been able to amass a huge war chest. And that's just his war chest, let alone all of these 527s that are trying to come out and play, again, a Texas 527 coming out to play in Colorado politics. We're going to be outspent in this race, but we have certainly better ideas, better issues, better ethics, and certainly we're going to prevail. But anybody that can, one, volunteer, and two, contribute, it would be enormously helpful.
Well, I urge everybody to do so. Ed is a great guy. He is a knowledgeable guy, and he's a hard worker, and he'll do a great job representing the 7th Congressional District. And he spent, as he pointed out on my radio show when I had the debate with all the candidates, and I didn't endorse him in the beginning, but he got the nomination, and I endorse him 100%. I've had him on.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten to know him. He has spent his entire life in that district, and he knows that district inside and out, and he would be a wonderful, wonderful representative and a wonderful congressman, and he is going to win. But you can take nothing for granted, so we all need to put our shoulders together and help push that over the top.
Exactly. We've got 27 days left in this campaign, and early voting starts this week. And it's going to be a mad dash to November, but It's going to be an onslaught of some real negative, ugly stuff, and we want to be able to combat that at every turn.
Yep, well, we got to fight back. Scott, say hello to Ed for us. And,
sure will, Jay. Thank you for everything that you do. I really appreciate that.
No problem, man. Thanks for coming on the show, and you're welcome on anytime.
All right, take care.
Okay, take care. All right, there's the Scott Chase with Ed Perlmutter's campaign. Help Ed out. Go to his website. 9:32, 28 minutes in front of 10. Open phones here, 303-713-7600. Three open lines. Vicky in Denver's hanging on. And then I got three open lines if you want to get in. You talk about anything you want to talk about, anything we talked about this morning, North Korea. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is, you want to talk about the Beatles? We never did find out what your favorite Beatles song was. We can do all of that. That's all coming up. We know what Gina's favorite Beatles song is.
Yes.
We got yours earlier, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't need to get it again. But you know what? Weather-wise, it looks pretty nice outside. It's been dry. Traffic has really not been that bad this morning.
Well, actually, it's not been that great. We're still wrapping up some late-morning problems. The biggest one, that closure of northbound 25 at the Wolfsonburger exit. A flatbed is on scene, so hopefully they're going to have that reopen here soon. But it's been a major problem for us through Castle Rock this morning. Still several miles of delay. Federal back open between 42nd and 44th. Police are still finishing up an investigation in that area, though. And in Centennial, the intersection of Arapahoe and Jordan was still tied up from signal light problems. Weather today looks like we could get...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through. Through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
It costs a lot of money to get it done. And a lot of you out there believe that a safe and affordable LASIK just can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. And I found this out, and you should find it out, too. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. They just can't do it. Now, don't fall for these gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today, set up a consultation, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're doing the Beatles all morning this morning. I love this song, too. We should make people call up and sing along to this. Ooh, yeah. All right, enough. 9:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. Here's an instant message somebody sent me at am760.net. Carolyn did it. I don't know why I always say somebody sent me and then I give the name. Stupid, Jay. Hi, Jay. When Teresa Heinz Kerry was in Pueblo campaigning, she described a plan Kerry had for public service for a year after high school. She stressed that it would give life experience and a sense of belonging to the community. It would be expected of graduates and have lots of incentives. I'd be willing to discuss that idea, but the difference between that and the O'Donnell situation is O'Donnell would take these kids out of the last part of their senior year. I don't see... I don't see how that... I mean, that to me just doesn't work. Let's go to Vicki in Denver. Vicki, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I am a first-time caller.
Oh, thanks.
And so I was listening to your show this morning about the family in Greeley, and as a parent, my heart goes out to the family, and certainly our prayers are with them. I don't know how you sustain your mental stability after something like that. But I think that because of where this administration has been on illegal immigration, the frustration of the American people gets so convoluted, and there's anger and bitterness because of what this administration has done, or lack of doing. And unfortunately, these are the effects that we see. So when he said that these are questions that his constituents asked him, what I hear every day are those same questions. And it's unfortunate. But that's what it is.
Well, I don't know.
And the administration is not doing anything. And even now, as we're going into this election, I'll be honest with you, as a devout Democrat, I'm disappointed that I'm not hearing Democrats talk about the issues of immigration or illegal immigration and education. We all know our education system is broke. That's not being a topic. I realize that you know, it just seems like right now it's defend, go and defend myself, go and defend myself. Let's not address the issue. And the campaign between Musgrave and Angie, I got to tell you, when you look at what this campaign is, you go, okay, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. When I look at the governor's campaign here in Colorado, I'm going, I've got to vote for the lesser of two evils. I don't think that Bill Ritter is a good candidate for the Democrats. For the life of me, I can't understand why we cannot find candidates to run for office anymore. We have the best of the best and the brightest of the brightest. And now we're just going with, you know, with average.
Well, all right. Let me respond. by saying to you that I disagree. First of all, every time I've seen Bill Ritter, and I've seen him a lot, he does talk about education. But you have a problem. And the problem is the way elections are run these days and the way things are put together and with the media, and particularly with 527s, which are a whole nother problem.
I agree.
And with what's going on, a valuable lesson was learned by John Kerry's campaign. You cannot go a news cycle without responding to an attack. And Bill Ritter has stood up and has said to Bob Beaupre, you want to make these charges? You want to talk about this stuff? Okay. We'll talk about it. But Bob, be honest about your own record. And Ritter has responded. And as somebody who backs Bill Ritter and didn't warm up to him at first, but got to know him through bumping into him at various functions, I would expect no less out of him. I want him to do that, and I would urge any candidate to do that. Not to let a news cycle, not to let a second go by, and let anything stand. Because we have learned out of past experience, and you see it in the Foley scandal. The GOP will do anything that they have to do to get it done. But education is being discussed. Bill Ritter is discussing it. He discusses it on campaign appearances. If you ask him about it, and I've asked him about it on the air here numerous times, he talks about it. Same thing with Angie Piccioni. She will talk about the issues. She has always talked about the issues. She's one of the finest people I know. And the thing is, she's being attacked, so she has to do exactly the same thing, which is defend herself. And voting for Bill Ritter is not voting for the lesser of two evils. Bill Ritter is a stand-up good guy.
When you look at his record, now, I don't know him. So, yes, okay, stand-up good guy, okay, but his record.
Well, what about his record?
Well, when you let someone go off of some kind of, or you plea bargaining them down to some kind of trespassing on a farm, and they've had 2 kilos of cocaine. 2 kilos of cocaine. 2 kilos of cocaine. That's a lot of dope.
Yeah, but what
that's
you're not...
a lot
but,
of dope.
But what you're not...
And when you have 157 of those, now that's what I read.
All right, you read that, but did you bother to check it out? Because if you check it out, and if you see what other district attorneys have said, and if you listen to people like Norm Early and others, and they will tell you exactly the same thing.
I don't think Norm Early responded to that one.
I believe he did. I believe that he talked about this. I believe that other district attorneys have talked about
it. I've heard him talk about plea bargaining, and I agree, we have to have it. There's no doubt about it. We have to have it. But we're talking 2 kilos of dope.
Well, ma'am, you know...
And we're talking about a country, our country, we've got to admit, we've got a problem.
Well, ma'am,
we've
you know...
We've got a problem with drugs. And when you talk about somebody doing that, I don't like Beaupre any more. I think his record is horrible. I think what he's done is nothing.
Okay. Ma'am.
I mean, absolutely
ma'am,
nothing.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. 2 things, and all due respect. I mean this sincerely. You didn't give me enough time to respond, and now I'm out of time, so I can't do that. And the other thing is you're passionate, and I respect that, and you monopolized the conversation, and I respect that, and that's okay. I think you should probably enter to be a talk show host here. You should get into a contest, but here's what I suggest you do, sincerely. I suggest you go find out, and I suggest you go read on this subject, and I guess you go Google it up, because you probably have access to the Internet. Check out this stuff. And because you read it in the Denver Post, because you see it on TV, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is right. And there are always two sides to every story, and I don't care what the issue is. So, you know, do yourself a favor and go check out what his explanation is and what others have said on this subject. Yes, we do have a problem with illegal immigration, but... The fact is that it's not going to be solved simply. It's not going to be solved overnight. And there is more to the plea bargain story than what you've been led to believe. Vicki, thank you. I appreciate the call. Hope you'll call again.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hurry, this offer ends on October 31st. See your neighborhood FedEx Kinko's for details. FedEx Kinko's. Our office is your office.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. You know, I got my start in radio by entering a local contest. Believe it or not, it's true.
Think you can handle hosting a talk show of your own?
We're looking for America's next progressive radio star.
Here's a shot at winning your own nationally syndicated weekend radio talk show.
Get the details on how you can be heard on progressive talk stations from coast to coast.
Find all the details on AM760.net.
Are you America's next progressive radio star?
We need you on AM760 Progressive Talk.
AM760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
9:48, it's 48 minutes past the hour. By the way, to Vicki, who called in, go to Channel 9's website. And who's the reporter? What's the reporter's name? Adam Schrager, yeah, has an explanation of that whole plea bargain situation. Go check that out, Vicki. Hey, debt is a killer. There's no question about it. And if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you some big bucks. And it's available only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. You're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive six months with no payments, with no payment plan. That's basically it, 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company. You can trust that they'll get your results. They stay with you every inch of the way on this thing, so you're not there by yourself. They don't hang you out to dry. They underwrite their own loans. They can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in a little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to the program. It's not going to last long, so you got to call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments is not going to last long, so don't wait. Call now. Here's the number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business, and in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until
what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
61, 9 minutes away from 10, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. Although it looks fine out there to me now. Open phones. Let's go. So what do you want to do about this? Choice. That's not an answer. All right. Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay. I'm sitting in that traffic jam on 25 trying to get to Denver.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's a beautiful day. What the heck? Listen, I wanted to ask you, normally I'm your evangelical Christian fan down in Colorado Springs, so you have one of them anyway. But I usually call you on social issues, not political, but I got a question for you. I think both sides are always disappointed with how fickle voters are and how ill-informed they are. If we switch this around, let's say this Foley scandal was a Democratic scandal instead of Republican, would you expect Democrats to be mad at the party to the point that they would actually vote for the other party, you know, instead of looking at their candidates? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is it really true that the Republicans will lose votes, you know, in this election because of the Foley scandal? I mean, to me, okay, you could be mad at a few of those individuals and all that, maybe you wouldn't vote for them personally, but would that really affect the way you would look at the other candidates and their positions on issues in Colorado or wherever?
Well, it's multi-layered. If you're in the core, no, you won't desert them no matter what happens. The core is always usually somewhere in between 30 and 39%, maybe, so you're not going to go anywhere if you're in the core. The reason you wouldn't is because you feel like there's no place to go. If you're a moderate, if you're an independent, or a swing, what they call a swing voter, yeah, you'd go to the other side.
Well, would that be a good thing? I mean, in the Democratic system, wouldn't you rather? I mean, you're really informed about these candidates. I can tell when I listen to you. I mean, are you going to not vote for one of those guys because you're mad at the Democratic Party because the speaker, you know, if it was, you know, Nancy Pelosi, because she may have hid something? I would like to think people are still going to vote for the candidates that they believe are the best. I mean, maybe I'm being a little, you know, pie in the sky there, but it's just kind of strange. I would think you're still going to vote for the person, even if the party has kind of disappointed you, whatever. Here in Colorado, I'd like to vote for the person, the best man or woman, not, you know, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
Well, some of the sting of that would go out if the candidate that I was interested in voting for and supporting were to turn around and denounce it and say that it's wrong. If they kept quiet about it, yeah, I'd have suspicions. But it would make me suspicious of the entire party and the entire party structure, and I'm not sure that I would go vote for the other party. What I might do is I might just stay home.
Yeah, I think that's how we both feel. We have nowhere to go if our party lets us down. I think, you know, earlier somebody said, you know, well, you said it, you know, Christians kind of get taken for a ride with the Republican Party, and I agree.
They're getting ripped off terribly. Listen, I want to play this for you. I want you to listen to this. Do we have it? The Carlson thing. Have we got that? Okay, hang on a second. I want you to listen to this because this is important. Okay, now Tucker Carlson, you know him. He's not a liberal. He's not a liberal. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree.
He's conservative.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from the Chris Matthews Show. Last Sunday. Listen to what he says here. Listen very carefully. Listen to this.
The deep truth is that the elites in the Republican Party have pure contempt for the evangelicals who put their party in power.
How do you
everybody
know that?
Because I know them, because I grew up with them, because I live with them, they live in my street, because I live in Washington, and I know that everybody in our world has contempt for the evangelicals. And the evangelicals know that, and they're beginning to know that even their own leaders sort of look askance at them and don't share their values.
So this gay marriage issue and other issues related to the gay lifestyle are simply tools to get
That's exactly right. It's pandering to the base in the most cynical way, and the base is beginning to figure it out.
See?
Yeah, no, and I don't disagree with that. It's just that, again, both sides are so polarized that it's difficult for somebody like me, you know, where I have my positions and my beliefs to go elsewhere. So it you know, it's a shame. But like you said, there's a pro-life, is it Ritter or one of them, you know, is pro-life and, you know, as a Democrat. And I guess, you know, I just wish there was more dialogue and not just the, you know, you've got to be one or the other kind of thing. But real quick, I just want to ask you, maybe I'm thinking way too much into this, but do you think that if the Republicans leak this thing about Foley, Were they trying to get the Congress to go Democratic so that when the presidential election came up, they'd have a better chance of getting the presidency or taking the presidency?
No. Here's what I think happened. What I think happened was you got probably a staffer inside the GOP who knew this was going on, who knew nothing was being done about it, who got fed up with it, and the staffer very well may be gay, and leaked it to ABC, and then ABC took it and ran with it. Now, Hastert says that he and the leadership forced Foley out. But if you go look at the timeline, that's not true. Foley resigned the minute he found out that ABC was going to run the story. Hastert, Reynolds, and Boehner sat on this for a long, long time. And they did it because they didn't want to lose the seat in Florida. They did it because Foley generated a lot of cash, and they kept quiet about it. And if it had broken after the election, they probably would swallow it. They'd probably take it, but they wouldn't care. It wouldn't be as crucial. And so what they've done is they've gotten on the media and tried to perpetrate this snow job that everybody else is responsible, when you'll see as time goes on that the responsibility rests directly with them. Glenn, I hope the traffic clears up, man. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right. See you later. All right. This whole show available on podcast at am760.net. See you tomorrow. We'll go over some amendments, hopefully, tomorrow and get into some other trouble. Thanks so much for being part of the show. Al Franken is next. And make sure you and your friend.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841. 8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Highlands Ranch to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.